Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
To another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We got lots to talk about this hour. And if you want to be part of the program, you can call 877-726-8255. If you're listening to a live broadcast, you can call right in. Or alternatively, call anytime during the week. And we just garner some really great questions when thoughtful people during the week come up with health concerns. And they say, well, let me run it by Dr. Hoffman on Intelligent Medicine. And so we've got some recorded calls, and so let's hear one of those right now.
Why does no one recognize Morgellons disease? My wife's been suffering with this for years now, and she's following up on everything you can find on the Internet, and yet the CDC and the medical field does not acknowledge it. Thank you.
Okay, this is really an interesting question because Morgellons disease is highly controversial. And it's a little bit like this Havana syndrome. You know, Havana syndrome was reported by people in the Foreign Service and stationed overseas who reported hearing high-frequency sounds and then developing brain problems. And it is a controversial diagnosis because some people say, oh, there are some distinct changes in the brains of these people who are incapacitated after this potential electronic attack. It's thought that some foreign entity is directing high-frequency microwaves or electromagnetic waves in a targeted attack on American Foreign Service personnel. And there's some people who are like disabled, just debilitated. They're dizzy, they have cognitive problems, and it is claimed that they have distinct changes in their brain, but some studies have whitewashed that and have said, there's nothing to see here. This is a psychosomatic disease. It's kind of an imagined condition. And there are psychosomatic diseases. I mean, clearly there are instances where, young girls in a school, sometimes they all become sick, nauseous, they're throwing up, and it turns out that it's a social contagion. It's something that, is a psychosomatic transmitted not really a disease, but, something that is there by suggestion. So Morgellons, its diagnosis or its definition is people who experience itchy skin and rashes where they sometimes see little tiny fibers coming out of their skin. And that sounds, kind of objective, right? You actually see these little tiny fibers, and the fibers are thought to be the result of some sort of parasite that infests the skin. And indeed, there, you know, there's precedent for that. There are different types of, you know, things like scabies that can affect the skin. And these are easily diagnosed. When you look under the microscope, you can see the little tiny organisms that cause this. But in Morgellons, the evidence is a little sketchy. You know, sometimes they say, well, yeah, you brought us, and I've actually had patients bring me this. They take a little, have a little plastic baggie, and they bring in some material that looks like a fiber or looks like a piece of skin, and they say, here it is. Here's the culprit thing that's causing all my problems. But on analysis, sometimes it just doesn't pan out that it really is something other than a stray fiber or a hair that is causing the problem. So what has ended up happening is that Morgellons has now been officially deemed delusional parasitosis. And I'm reading here from the Mayo Clinic. And what they say is, delusional parasitosis is a condition in which a person has a fixed false belief that they're infected by an organism despite evaluation not showing an infection to be present. This is also called delusional infestation. Morgellons disease is a form of delusional parasitosis. And they say people typically report skin rashes or sores that can cause intense itching, crawling sensations on or under the skin, often compared with insects moving, stinging, or biting. A belief that fibers, threads, or black stringy material is in and on the skin and that is like exuded from the skin. And it's also often associated with, it ruins the lives of people who have Morgellons and is associated with depression and anxiety, which makes some doctors attribute it to it's just all in your head. And I don't have a read on this. I got to say, this is a perplexing condition. And I think the evidence is a little sketchy as to whether it is a real organic illness. And there's also the phenomenon by which when people have an itch or a skin discomfort, they itch their skin. And what dermatologists refer to this as an id reaction. And, you know, this is familiar to many of us who have mosquito bites. What I used to do is, you know, mosquito bite, I itch it, scratch it. And what I try to do now is I try to kind of sit on my hands, like don't touch it, because the more you touch it, the more you will bring about a mechanical irritation, which increases the inflammation discomfort. And there are people who literally have a complete, body-wide inflammation due to picking and scratching at skin itches. This is really, you know, commonly called an id reaction, ID. So, yeah, the verdict is out on that. I don't know what to say. I think it is a very challenging condition. And we're not entirely sure about whether it's real or whether it's merely psychosomatic. This item, if you were to get just 3 tests to determine your cardiovascular risk, what would they be? And the author of the study is Paul Ridker, who has brought to our attention the fact that inflammation is a big factor in cardiovascular disease. And by means of a test called an HSCRP, we can actually increase the accuracy or prediction of cardiovascular disease. Now, these days, it's all about the LDL cholesterol. You know, if the LDL is high, we got to lower it, you know, go on a statin. But what we really should be doing is looking at not just one risk factor, but looking at a combination of risk factors. And you can look at a million things. And I've written articles about all the things you can do, you know, 10, 12, 15 different things you can check to see if you have high cardiovascular risk. But let's say you want to focus on the 3 most important. Ridker's thing is HSCRP. And actually, it's been proposed that even people who have high cholesterol, who lower their cholesterol with statin drugs, have what's called residual risk if they don't fix their HSCRP, because merely lowering cholesterol might reduce their risk by 10%. But if you've got a high HSCRP reflecting a lot of inflammation, well, you still very likely to get a heart attack or a stroke. So there's actually a newly approved drug. It's actually a very ancient drug, colchicine. Colchicine was written about in the hieroglyphics of the ancient Egyptians as a medication. It's an anti-inflammatory medication. And colchicine has now been approved for lowering hsCRP. So there actually is something we can do about it. We can go on an anti-inflammatory diet, lose weight, obesity is associated with inflammation, lack of exercise, etc. But if you were to pick three tests, what would they be? Okay, big study. 30-year cardiovascular outcomes in women. The study was of 30 years duration. They started looking at 28,000 initially healthy U.S. women, and they were followed for 30 years. And they had three things checked. LDL cholesterol, lipoprotein A, and hsCRP, high sensitivity C-reactive protein. And what they found was that was one of the best predictors, you know, looking at all three together, because each one added to risk, you know. But if you had just one and you didn't have the others, your risk wasn't that great. If you had two out of three, higher risk. If you had three out of three, that's the trifecta. That increases your risk. These are the things that we need to check. Now, we can't do a lot of LP little a yet, but drugs are in the pipeline for fixing LP little a. So a three-pronged approach, fixing LDL, fixing hsCRP, and fixing LP little a, could make a real dent in our statistics for cardiovascular disease, which remain, let's keep in mind, the number one killer of both men and women, heart disease and stroke. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Have you heard of annuities? Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying one in the next 60 days? Do you know how to best secure your financial future with an annuity? Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons. We have for you a free book on maximizing your income in retirement. It's from Silac Insurance, one of the nation's leading financial firms. That's right, it's free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Get ready to write a number down. This free book unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We have 1,000 of these ready to give away today. So please call Silac Insurance right now. 800-250-8624. 800-250-8624. 800-250-8624. That's 800-250-8624.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger. And the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Spokane, Washington, veterans, neighbors, and community members woke up bright and early last Saturday, ready to work and make the outside of Army Colonel Danny Dudek's home look just as good and special as the inside. He said, "They are helping put in the roots for me." The event was organized by the national nonprofit Homes for Our Troops, which works to give homes to disabled veterans. For Danny, this means being able to finally feel comfortable moving around his house. The house will have 40 adaptations that include lower countertops and roll-under sinks. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And we have a recorded question, so let's hear it.
Hi, I have a pain in my stomach. It seems to occur after eating. What do you recommend I do?
Okay, this is a really interesting question because it's actually one of the first things that doctors learn to diagnose. And there's actually an entire book, which was, it's a classic book, and it was written for surgeons and internists, and it's something that we studied in medical school and in residency, and it's, I think it's entitled Cope's Book of Abdominal Pain, something along those lines. And there's a guy named Cope who, I guess in the early 20th century, came up with a scheme. It's kind of an algorithm. In other words, you go through kind of a checklist of different factors that have to do with abdominal pain, and that helps you come to some proposed diagnoses. So, number one, location, right? You know, if it's in the upper right quadrant under your right rib cage. You know, maybe it's about liver or gallbladder. And if it's, you know, down further on the right, maybe it's appendicitis. And if it's up, you know, right around under your breastbone, maybe it's esophagitis or, you know, GERD, reflux, heartburn. And if it's a little bit towards the left, it's likely to be stomach. And also it's like the reaction to eating. You know, what you said is like when you eat, it's worse. So typically an ulcer gets better when you eat, often, unless you eat, you know, red-hot chili peppers or something like that, something very caustic to the stomach. So, and then there's, you know, irritable bowel syndrome, you know, some form of, you know, cramping in your intestines, which is usually felt, you know, around your belly button or below. So, you know, I would sit down with you and I would go through a bunch of these factors. I would kind of poke around your abdomen. And then we need to do some imaging studies, right? You know, we need to, like, take a look. And, you know, the ultimate study these days is a CT scan. You can also do an MRI. CT scan can accurately diagnose appendicitis. And so we have these techniques. Now, you know, simple measure to undertake if it's mild pain, you know, it's not like dangerous, like, oh my goodness, what do you have? You have a bleeding ulcer or you have cancer, is to, you know, modify your diet. You know, just do a trial of dietary change. And I would want to sit down with you and see, you know, what are you eating? You know, and maybe, you know, go on a GERD diet, you know, which is a diet that helps to reduce triggers for reflux. Or maybe a low FODMAP diet, you know, if it's lower down and we think it's an intestinal problem. Maybe you have small intestine bacterial overgrowth. So we put you on a low FODMAP diet and you get better. It's all good. We don't have to send you for fancy schmancy studies, expose you to radiation and so on. Or, you know, ultimately, you know, do an upper endoscopy. Look down from above or do a colonoscopy from below. Ultimately, you know, sometimes abdominal pain signals the need for some of these things because bad stuff can happen sometimes, especially if the pain is chronic and worsening in its pattern. So there you have it. You know, with the information that you provide, it's a little hard to give you an answer. But this is kind of like the way we doctors think about abdominal pain. You know, it's kind of a, we take a systematic approach to it and break it down. It's really kind of fun. It's like detective work. And it's one of the things I enjoy about medicine. 877-726-8255 are a number. And you've heard of toxic tampons. We did a story about that before. There's a lawsuit right now. It's a lawsuit against the company that makes Trojan condoms. The lawsuit claims that Trojan condoms contain forever chemicals. These are polyfluoroalkyl substances or PFAS compounds. Testing of the Trojan ultra-thin condoms found a presence of organic fluorine, which is a signature for PFAS chemicals. So the lawsuit is underway, and you want to sign up for the lawsuit because you think you've been exposed to PFAS chemicals via Trojan. It's also the woman who's at risk here, too, right? So, yeah, that is a concern. Toxic condoms. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Mockingbird media is touting Kamala Harris's national polling lead, but the real truth is that national polling makes no difference whatsoever. And we're going to tell you why right here on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. D.R. Hoffman Store.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And our number 877-726-8255. And that's the number where, you know, jot it down because you got a question. Maybe you can't figure something out. I mean, the Internet is a great resource, but maybe you want my interpretation of what's going on because hopefully, you know, a lot of the information on the Internet is biased towards
medical orthodoxy, and I am a bit of a maverick. I will take an independent position on some of these issues. So run it by me, 877-726-8255. Okay, let's hear one of our recorded questions.
I have a question regarding a news article that I read today about a new study. It's put out by the Medical News Today regarding six potentially toxic botanical products, referring to ashwagandha, black cohosh, green tea extract, red yeast, rice, turmeric, or curcumin. The article stating that its botanicals could be hazardous, or like studies are showing that it could be damaging the liver. I was just curious if you had seen this article from the Medical News Today. I regularly take some of these items, ashwagandha being one of them, green tea extract, red yeast, and sometimes turmeric. I just was wondering if you had seen this article, if you knew anything about it.
Okay, yeah, indeed I do. You know, I saw it. And so let's do a little damage control on that, because I have a distinct opinion on it. First of all, you know, articles have appeared, and they've been sort of, you know, journalism is in a state where I don't think people are doing their homework. They basically copy headlines or press releases and then disseminate them widely without really drilling down and looking at the studies that they're based on. So this was based on a study which says that six popular herbal supplements are linked to potential liver risks. That's one of the headlines. Researchers at the University of Michigan report that an estimated 15.6 million U.S. adults, or 5%, have taken at least one herbal supplement in the last 30 days that might be damaging to their liver. Yikes! Among the supplements studied are ashwagandha, green tea extract, turmeric, or curcumin. And I take all of those. Oh, my goodness. Maybe I'm going to kill my liver. So they did a big study. They did a big survey. And so I said, let's wait a couple of days and, you know, hear what some of the experts are saying about this. And one of the authoritative sources on herbs, they're very, very responsible. They're not, you know, lackadaisical about the potential for herbal toxicity. In fact, they have a program to evaluate herbs for safety, tolerability, and adulteration. It's the ABC, the American Botanical Council. And we've interviewed Mark Blumenthal, who founded ABC many years ago. It's a great organization. And so what they say here is that the paper generated coverage in various media outlets with misleading and even alarmist headlines, such as some that I just read you. Botanicals like turmeric green tea are harming Americans' livers, and that more than 15 million U.S. adults consume them with liver-harming potential, et cetera, et cetera. So here's the thing. The American Botanical Council notes that the number of case reports for each of these six botanicals included are very small compared to the estimated number of people using these supplements. So there are tens and tens of millions of people using these supplements. For example, there were 23 global cases of liver injury associated with ashwagandha based on a review published in 2023, only eight of which occurred in the United States. That's over a period of 10 years, and there have got to be well over a million U.S. users of ashwagandha. So these case reports not only include dietary supplements, but also, you know, maybe products that are a little sketchy, like syrups and powders of unclear compositions from unbranded producers selling at local markets in India. So it's, you know, we don't know the quality of these products. We don't know, you know, some of this is based on international information where the quality control is less than it is for the United States. So the article also mentions the percentage of liver injury associated with herbal dietary supplements has increased from 7% to 20%, according to data. However, the authors do not report that the overall number, you know, it looks scary, 7% to 20%, but the overall number was only 136, including 45 cases linked to bodybuilding products, many of which were found to contain illegal anabolic steroids, masquerading as herbal dietary supplements. So, you know, it sounds kind of like a hatchet job, right? Because the authors conclude that there's no regulation, we need more regulation. There's kind of an agenda behind this. They want more government regulation of herbal supplements, and that would push a lot of the innovative companies out of business because they can't afford to produce herbal supplements the way we produce drugs, with studies that cost hundreds of millions of dollars to get the medications approved. Consider the ABC says that the actual total number of patients that experienced liver damage from these supplements was 136 over 10 years. That's 14 patients per year. 14 patients per year. That's a little sleight of hand here because they also estimate that the U.S. population is more than what it actually is. And so the number, according to the census, is 256 million in 2020. They use a number of 330 million. And so there's a lot of sleight of hand, and I think, frankly, bias and maybe outright chicanery in a study. One of the experts at the ABC, who's the chief science officer there, Dr. Stefan Gaffner, says, quote, "In my opinion, the main issue is that the paper implies that 15 million U.S. adults are exposed to potentially hepatotoxic botanicals. This sounds like a huge problem, even if the actual risk of liver injury from the six botanicals in question is extremely low." So there you have. And, you know, also when it comes to liver injury, when people get liver problems, it's usually not from a single source. Often many people have metabolic liver disease. They have vulnerability to liver problems. Maybe they're drinking a lot of alcohol. Maybe they're taking medications that affect the liver. Commonly, almost it's an accepted fact that statin drugs have negative effects on the liver. So maybe a combination of drugs and poor diet, and then they're taking a supplement, and then their liver function goes out of kilter, and they attribute it to the supplement and not to the all the other things that the people are doing. So I would relatively discount this alarmist report, but, you know, only on outlets like this will you hear kind of a contra view on studies like this, and that's one of the reasons why you're probably listening to Intelligent Medicine. All right, this item. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. Now, I've been looking at collagen supplements for a while. They've been on my radar screen. And I've looked at the science, and I think it's plausible. And now I'm recommending a collagen supplement called Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain, and if you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. So for more information and order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. Or call 888-592-9909. That's 888-592-9909. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive multi-collagen protein. So there you have it. 877-726-8255 is our number. You know, I've heard quercetin is good for hay fever, allergic rhinitis. And we tend to think of quercetin as a natural antihistamine, but it's more than that. Here's a study, and it's an animal study, but it looks at the ways in which quercetin helps with nasal congestion, sneezing, and inflammation. And it turns out it is not just an antihistamine. It's also anti-inflammatory. It reduces mucosal thickening. It reduces glandular hyperplasia, which is the chronic overproduction of mucus. And, you know, there's a lot of science in here, so I'm going to skip, you know, the enumeration of all the inflammatory cytokines that quercetin reduces, like, you know, IL-6 and IL-4 and IL-1 beta. But a big study supporting the use of quercetin for chronic rhinosinusitis by reducing, not just as an antihistamine, but by reducing nasal mucosal inflammation. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours.
With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses and effectively clean. Not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Have you ever noticed it's only called a recession after we're already in it or past it? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Economists are always in search of a recession, like Leonard Nimoy. If they find one, it's already too late. Always be prepared by putting money away and investing accordingly. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I got to learn about how me as a student athlete, I need my confidence, especially when I want to get into a business industry, especially being like a lead. You need that confidence to be able to express yourself.
What sport do you play? What's your role on the team?
I play soccer. I'm not a captain, but I serve almost like a captain, and I'm leading my team a lot and making beneficial decisions to score goals and also on defense.
So, Craig, you know, you've had a lot of experience in sports. What are you picking up about Maxwell's personality traits?
Yeah, I mean, Maxwell seems like a bright, energetic young man. That's the type of energy that we look for here at Mobile Ion.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. And despite the onslaught by the media and orthodox medicine, there is an uptick in the sale of U.S. herbal supplements. And I think that's part of the reason why they produce these alarmist articles, because they're angry, they're jealous that the supplement industry is thriving. According to the self-same American Botanical Council, after a slight dip in 2022, which was the first in 20 years, because it's like an upward trajectory, up, 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 up. And then 2022, there was a bit of a lag. I don't know, maybe it was COVID, who knows. Sales of herbal supplements increased by 4.4% in 2023 to reach an estimated, get this, $12.55 billion. And this is an evidence that Americans are taking their self-care seriously. And let's take a look at some of the top sellers, okay? This is to be expected. Despite a 28% decrease in sales year on year, elderberry maintained the number two spot with almost $177 million in sales. Because people, you know, elderberry has been demonstrated to be helpful for viral illnesses, respiratory illnesses. So it was a big favorite during COVID. And people are less fixated on COVID these days, so there's, you know, 28% decrease compared to last year. But there's still the number two spot with almost $177 million in sales. Rounding out the top five were turmeric, which is kind of a Swiss Army knife thing, anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, good for the brain, $133 million in sales. Ashwagandha, $120 million in sales. And, you know, I'm not sure why this is. Apple cider vinegar was $101 million. And, you know, I guess apple cider vinegar is considered to be helpful possibly for weight loss, blood sugar. A new hit, highest growth in the mainstream channel came from beetroot. Beetroot, helpful for improving nitric oxide, up 108% from 2022. That makes it number eight on the list. $65 million in sales. Six other ingredients on the top 40 list had sales increases greater than 20%. Wheatgrass, barley grass, 104% growth. Bacopa, which is kind of a focus factor type thing for brain health. Cinnamon, 53% increase. Blood sugar, obviously. Ginkgo for brain. And guarana. That's kind of a stimulant, you know, like a caffeine-like substance. So only three ingredients had significant sales decreases. Ivy leaf, I don't know who takes that. Elderberry, well, because COVID is passe, and CBD actually declined because there was like a big gold rush on CBD, and some of the market is shaken out a little bit for CBD. Berberine was big. Results for berberine, the highest sales growth in the natural channel came from barberry, which is source of berberine. So, you know, others that were popular, mushrooms, milk thistle, black cumin, kava. Quercetin became a little less popular with a sales decline of 20%, but it's still, you know, an excellent supplement, helpful for nasal congestion, allergies, and there are many other purposes. So there you have it. All right. This is kind of scary. You know, North Korea sends up balloons with garbage to harass its neighbors in South Korea, dumping garbage and, you know, across the border. Headline, microorganisms can travel long distances in the troposphere, which is the high levels of the atmosphere. The study done in Japan, they found that all kinds of harmful microorganisms that originated in China could travel between 1,000 and 3,000 meters above Japan and travel hundreds and even thousands of miles. So if you have, say, pig farms in China where there's indiscriminate use of antibiotics creating hardy antibiotic-resistant organisms, they can actually travel in the atmosphere and be deposited in China. So be careful about your neighbors. Among the things found, E. coli, Clostridium difficile, Actinobacter, staph were identified, as well as fungal things like Candida, capable of causing diseases, and many of them were resistant to commonly used antibiotics. They can travel thousands of kilometers. So, you know, even if a country has, you know, kind of clean standards, you have to be careful about their neighbors. And Japan is concerned about, and the airflow is predominantly eastward from the Chinese mainland across the Sea of Japan to Japan. And potentially, this is dumping a lot of potentially harmful microorganisms on Japan, in spite of the fact that they try to maintain clean air, water, and soil. So, scary study. All right. Well, thanks very much for joining us. We've got lots available for you. Your all-purpose website for information is drhoffman.com, where you can find podcasts. You can also find great articles. You can subscribe to our newsletter, and it'll come to your inbox weekly with interesting subjects that will help you become a better listener to Intelligent Medicine. Also, don't forget to shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements in my full-script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock only the highest quality supplements. Fast free shipping. These supplements, many of which are very hard to find elsewhere, and they're the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients to take myself, drhoffmanstore.com. And remember that number, 877-268-8255, that number available to you 24/7, 365, and that's where we get questions for our program. Also, you can email your questions to Q&A with Layla, questions@drhoffman.com. That's a weekly feature where we answer questions that we've received by email. So have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's a substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive
combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunch boxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Speaker Mike Johnson says his chamber is set to vote this week on a stopgap funding bill to keep the federal government open through December 20th. He said the legislation will be very narrow, bare bones, including only the extensions that are absolutely necessary. It does not include the SAVE Act. A powerful labor union's decision not to endorse a presidential candidate. It's a blow to Kamala Harris.
The International Brotherhood of Teamsters announced recently that neither Donald Trump nor Kamala Harris has sufficient support from the 1.3 million member union. The Teamsters have typically thrown their support behind Democratic nominees, but there's division in the ranks during this 2024 campaign. Even though the vice president has courted organized labor, the Teamsters said internal polling of its members showed Trump with an advantage over Harris. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The former president says it's too late to hold another debate. After the first debate did not increase her standing in the polls, Harris has accepted an invitation by CNN for a debate October 23rd. At a rally in North Carolina Saturday, the former president said there shouldn't be another debate because voting has already started in some states. Sri Lanka holds a presidential election.
A Marxist lawyer has won Sri Lanka's presidential election as voters reject the old political guard that has been largely blamed for pushing the country toward economic ruin. Shortly before the announcement of his win, President-elect Anura Kumara Dissanayake was seen arriving at Sri Lanka's Presidential Election Commission in Colombo. Dissanayake won the presidency with his pro-working class and anti-political elite campaigning, which made him popular among youth. He secured victory over Sri Lanka's opposition leader and the incumbent Liberal president, who took over the country 2 years ago after its economy hit rock bottom. I'm Karen Chanas.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good, and it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
The Secret Service's next challenge, protecting the U.N. General Assembly.
A state-of-the-art security post dubbed the Brain Center hums with activity. The U.S. Secret Service's Patrick Freeney says They're ready to protect more than 140 world leaders.
This is the largest annual gathering of global leaders on the planet.
UN Inspector Melinda McCormick says they have an extensive system to keep leaders safe.
We screen during the high-level period up to 22,000 delegate staff and non-UN entities per day.
And the NYPD says there are no credible threats at this point. Julie Walker, New York.
Early voting in the 2024 presidential election is underway in three states. Voters in Minnesota, South Dakota, and Virginia began casting ballots Friday. Their status was in question after election officials discovered an error in the state's voter registration system. News and analysis at townhall.com. It's a step up to trimming down.
If you're trying to lose a little bit of weight and want a new way to do it, stair climbing as a regular exercise might be for you. It's accessible, and research shows it's more effective than walking on level ground. You burn about 20 times more calories going upstairs than walking on flat ground. Even going downstairs, you burn roughly 5 times more. And who knows, in no time flat, you might just become a stair master. Ron Taylor reporting.
Metformin, a drug commonly used to treat diabetes, gaining attention for its possible anti-aging effects. A new study found monkeys given metformin had a reduction in aging in various organs, including the brain. 3.5-year study involved 36 monkeys that were given metformin daily. After a series of physical and cognitive tests, the team found evidence of a reduction in biological aging. The organs in which aging slowed included the kidneys, lungs, and skin. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Your care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a great program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner and operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be here again this week. And as always, hopefully I can provide some great information for your listeners today.
Absolutely. So if you want to reach out to Ben, here's the phone number. It's a toll-free number. Good anywhere in the country, obviously, 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. You can also visit online. It's a great website, homedownsizing.com. There's a lot of great information there. And Ben, speaking of information, let's talk about your book, Stress-Free Home Downsizing, that I recently purchased on Amazon.com.
Thank you for mentioning that, Steve. Yes, I'd love to talk about the book. It's been out there for a few months at this point. Stress-Free Home Downsizing is I tried to go way beyond just the real estate aspect of downsizing.
Sure.
that my company specializes in, and start from the beginning when a person, I think anyway, starts to think about making the transition.
Mm-hmm.
So they're thinking about, okay, what do I do with my stuff that we've accumulated here for 20, 30, sometimes 40 years or more?
Yeah.
To talk about home downsizing of the things that are in the house, the belongings in the house, how to find a good organizer, a senior organizer that helps with those things for mm-hmm. sorting and determining, you know, what to keep, what to sell, what to take with us, and going on to talking about finding a good moving company, preferably a senior-related moving company that specializes in working with seniors and their families, talking about senior placement agents to for families that need help in finding the right senior community to move to. And then, of course, working with, as I mentioned, moving companies, working with a real estate professional, not just a home buying company, mm-hmm. but the right real estate professional for a family's unique, specific situation, because there's no two situations that are exactly the same.
Sure.
So I want to talk about how a family and their parent or loved one can find the right real estate solution for their situation. And then, of course, making that transition to a senior living community. So my book, I think I've tried to deal with all of those aspects of that. And so, yes, I wanted to bring that up today on today's show.
Yeah, and it is very, very thorough, and it covers everything from A to Z. And you even talk about the types of senior care communities and the costs and estate sales and auction professionals. And you've broken this down very, very simply. I think selling or not selling, but dealing with all of the stuff in the house, I think that's the trigger point. I think that's the key to the whole thing. If you can deal with that, then you can easily make that transition, or more easily make that transition from selling your house and moving into a senior care community. But oftentimes, and I think probably most of the time, people become overwhelmed just with the thought of, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with all the stuff?
That's what I've heard a lot of times anyway, is just, where do I start? And how do I make that first step that people want to move to a senior community, or they know that they need to, but they're just overwhelmed? I've heard that term many times specifically.
Yeah.
That a person is just overwhelmed. And also that the senior, the parent, doesn't want to leave a headache for their adult children.
Yep.
They don't want to be a bother to the adult children. And so that really is a big hurdle. The first hurdle to deal with is the stuff that's in the house. So that's an important item to work with and work through.
You know, and my mom is not quite 82 years old. She'll be 82 in October. And I would say she is a young 82, but she's thinking about these things. She says, Steve, you know, I've been going through my closets and all this stuff, and I'm like, Mom, you've already done that, you know, several times, but it's really heavy on her mind. She said, when I'm gone, I don't want you kids to be stressed out by wondering where this is and where that is. And she said, I have everything very organized, and I'm not going to have a bunch of junk around here that you're going to have to haul out. Like, you hear so many stories about, you know, filling an entire one of those giant trash dumpsters that that they drop off in your yard, and you fill that once or twice. She said, I don't want you kids to worry about anything like that and have to deal with that. It's really important to her.
And I think it's important to a lot of people that are in that situation, because understandably, if you've been in the house for 30 or 40 years, your life literally is in that house. And so if you've raised kids, raised a family, to a lot of people, to most people probably, it's very difficult to, you know, to do anything with any of that those items. And so we've certainly tried to address that in the book. So anyway, on today's show, I do have a shameless bribe, a selfish bribe, yeah, for our listeners here on the show, that if you're willing, I would like to ask, if you're willing to go to Amazon.com and purchase a book and leave a review of the book, whether you love it, whether you dislike it, whatever you think of the book. Hopefully, if you dislike it, please let me know personally.
Yep.
on how I can improve, because that's another thing with me and my company. We always try and improve. But if you can go and be willing to purchase a book on Amazon, leave a review, send proof to me, and I would be happy to send you some move and organizing labels that are worth the value of the book that's on Amazon, and try and find a couple other things that I can throw into kind of a goodie bag to send you to say thank you for purchasing the book.
All right, that's very nice. And so go to Amazon.com, and then in the search bar, just type in stress-free home downsizing, and you'll see that Ben Socheck, S-O-U-C-H-E-K, is the author, and it's, I believe, is it $16.99, isn't that correct?
It's either $17 or $17.99, I believe, but one or the other.
Okay, yeah. So it's very, very reasonably priced. It's worth every single penny. Go in, and so once you purchased, and I just did this. So I bought the book. I left a review. I left a five-star review. That's how much I think of the book. And if I didn't think it was five stars, I wouldn't have put five stars on there, okay? So it is a five-star book. It's very reasonably priced. And then once they see that you are a verified buyer of the book, then it'll ask, would you like to review the book? And then, of course, read it, check it out, spend some time with it, and then come back and leave a review of the book. And Ben is going to provide for you as much value or more than you spent on your book and some other stuff like the moving and organizing labels and some of those other things. So, again, Ben, that's at Amazon.com.
That's correct. That's the best place to go buy so that you can leave a review on Amazon.com.
Yep. And that would be good. And again, if you have any questions for Ben and his firm, Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005. You could go online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, understand that you have a new blog on your website.
Correct. I usually like to put out at least one or two a month for articles that I put on the site at homedownsizing.com. You just need to go to homedownsizing.com/blog, I believe, or just go to the website, and there's a blog tab on the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. And in the latest article that I wrote, it talks about the seven different ways that a person can sell a house. So one or two different ways on working with a traditional agent, a traditional listing, and there's also agents that, and we are starting to do some of this, where working with one of our affiliated agents to do some light cosmetics for people that need just some simple cosmetics and then listing the property traditionally. Of course, using an auctioneer to sell a property. And then the two or three different ways that we can work as a home buyer, whether we just buy your house for cash, whether we can make payments to a seller so that a person can turn that house into an income stream for years to come.
Sure.
And if a person loves their house, wants to stay in their house, but doesn't want to worry about any maintenance or repairs going forward, we can possibly buy your house, but then you can rent it back from us.
So I would love to get back to those last two points on the other side of the break. Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. Now the Senior Care Live question of the week. The best way to sell your house when moving to a senior care community is A, sell it on the retail market, B, sell it to a cash buyer, C, it depends, or D, none of the above. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socheck from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com. Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. Cybersecurity. With so much of our lives now online, the security of your passwords is more important than ever. And out recently was a list of the top five worst places to store your passwords. At number five was storing them in a web browser. Think about it. If someone accesses your browser, then they've got your passwords. Number four worst is keeping passwords in email or messaging apps. Again, those apps can be compromised by hackers. The number three worst is saving them on unencrypted files like spreadsheets, which could be accidentally shared. Number two is keeping them in a notebook or journal. And the number one worst place to store passwords is on a sticky note. So here's a tip. Wired magazine suggests a couple of password managers like Bitwarden and 1Password. Both can generate, save, store, and sync your passwords. And they're available at your favorite app store. After all, March is Fraud Prevention Month.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The best way to sell your house when moving to a senior care community is, here are all your options, A, sell it on the retail market, B, sell it to a cash buyer, C, it depends, or D, none of the above. And the answer is C, it depends. And Ben, why is the answer it depends?
It really does depend on just the specific situation of anyone's unique circumstances. Everybody's different. Every situation is different. And so for some people, if they have a house that needs no improvements, no updating is needed, and they've moved already, or they don't mind showings, getting the house into a show-ready condition and having the showings, and they have flexibility with time in moving, and they want to maximize what they have. Not that everybody wants to maximize what they have, of course, with value.
Sure.
But if they don't mind those things, then a traditional sale can be the right way for them to go.
Mm-hmm.
If, on the other hand, a person values the benefits that a home buying company offers, which is I don't have to get my house show ready, I don't have to keep my house show ready and have strangers walk into the house. Maybe the house needs some deferred maintenance. It hasn't been updated for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So it has old carpeting, should be painted to get into its tip-top shape. Kitchen's maybe 20 or 30 years old.
That's definitely going to need to be flipped.
Correct.
For sure, yeah.
maybe the roof is something that a new buyer wouldn't be able to insure because it has less than 5 years of its life left for it. So some of those things, if it has especially the major things, would be a good candidate for a cash home buyer like my company. And really, convenience comes down to a lot of it.
Yep.
Because I think there was a statistic that they asked home sellers whether they would like to just sell to a cash buyer or have it listed. Pretty much everybody said, I just want to sell it. But then it comes down to a decision whether the value of a cash buyer and what they're going to offer for a house is enough to take that offer versus putting up with the sometimes hassles of listing a house.
And the expense of the new roof that could cost $10,000 or $12,000 or whatever it's going to cost, and foundation repairs and new windows and all of this stuff. So, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. So whenever I hear someone say, well, you know, you should always list it on the retail market, there is no such service as a one-size-fits-all. It just does not exist. There are different services for different unique situations, as you had mentioned.
Correct. Everybody is every situation is different. And really, that's what I've liked about my company for years and years is if you talk to a traditional agent or some traditional agents, they will say, as you just mentioned, that the only way to sell a house is to have them list your house.
Yep.
If you talk to a lot of home buying companies, they're going to say the only way to sell a house is let us buy your house for cash.
Yep.
Where in our situation or my situation, we explain the benefits, the pros and negatives of both avenues or all the different seven different ways to sell your house. And we want to provide the best option for a person's unique situation. So we can buy a house for cash. We've bought houses and made the sellers payments so that they could create an income stream. And we've also worked with literally hundreds of people that they felt were better off with a traditional house sale. So we introduced them to one of the agents that we work with.
Yep.
And they sold it in a traditional manner.
And you would refer to a retail agent at that point.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A trusted retail agent.
Correct.
Not all agents are equal or the same.
We would certainly try and work with the best traditional agent that we feel is best for their circumstance.
Yep.
So we can work with people with what they need to have done.
So if you get the sense like I do, Ben is a very straightforward, straight shooter, the most honest guy you're going to meet. He's a veteran. His business is rated A+, an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau. Reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or visit online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, you had mentioned, we had lunch earlier this week, the catch-22 was selling your house and moving to a senior care community. So it seems like a lot of things have a kind of a catch-22.
They do, especially when you're selling a house and moving to a new living arrangement. And that's really one of the areas where I found that a lot of sellers that we work with can see the most benefit or the most value to that benefit. Is not having to, say if the apartment or the senior living community is, you can move in right away, but then they're going to have a vacant house to worry about.
Yep.
Which is certainly stressful for a lot of people.
Well, and if your house is vacant, you haven't sold it yet and you move, can you get insurance on a vacant house?
You can get insurance, but if your house, I believe, we'll check with your insurance carrier, but if your house sits vacant for more than 30 days, my knowledge is you have to have vacant house insurance. It's specialized insurance.
Okay.
That's three or four times the cost of traditional insurance.
Yep.
For
so
that.
There's one catch-22 right there.
Yeah. And the other side of that coin is if the apartment or the senior living community isn't ready for you to move in, they're doing updates or you're on a waiting list, but you want to get the house sold so that you know when you can move, you don't have to worry about the house selling, then we can overcome that too. We can buy the house but let a person stay in the house until they're ready to move. So we can eliminate all of those catch-22s with moving and the logistics of that.
And you offer, so if there's a timing situation, and if it's one of my clients, we usually have some sort of a timing that we need to work out, and you have the house, You need to sell the house to use the proceeds to move to senior living, but there may be a 30 to 60 day wait for that apartment to become available, and they flip the apartment, and then you can move in. You allow the homeowner to live in the house even after closing.
Correct. In a circumstance like that, we can close. Most of the proceeds are given to the seller right away. We would hold a very small percentage with the title and closing company until we would gain full possession. But essentially, the seller has almost all of their funds immediately, so that if they need funds to get into that senior community, they mm-hmm. have them ready to go.
All right. That's just one of the solutions that Ben Socek and his firm, Home Downsizing Solutions, can offer you if you're in a situation like that, if this is resonating with you, if you want to reach out, you want to learn more about Ben and his services and how and just see if it's a good fit for you or not. If it's not a good fit, he's going to tell you. He'll refer you to a real estate agent, or he'll tell you how he can help you. If it is a good fit, 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. Excellent information. And again, I'd like to remind listeners, go to amazon.com, buy a copy of Stress-Free Home Downsizing, leave a review, and you will get a gift. So thanks for that offer, Ben.
Thank you, Steve. And I hope all the listeners got some great information today.
All right, they definitely did. They definitely did. So with that, I'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a full bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Time for the Young Eagles Rally at Benton Field. Young people can get free airplane flights on Saturday, September 28th between 8:30 and noon. Local volunteer pilots will take young people ages 8 to 17 for flights. Meet at the EAA Quonset Hut, 2955 South Street, just off Plaza. Parents or legal guardian must fill out the registration. Pre-registration is required at yeda.org. Sign up today at yeday.org.
Your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Mockingbird media is touting Kamala Harris's national polling lead, but the real truth is that national polling makes no difference whatsoever. And we're going to tell you why right here on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I almost said broadcast. Wherever you get your broadcast, you can hear this show all over the nation. But I was talking about podcasts. Wherever you get your podcasts, how about that? Get it straight, Steve. All right, so... I'm getting, my blood pressure's going up, folks. I'm getting fired up. They are now saying the quiet part out loud.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay. I've been hearing more and more stories very recently about all of the fine folks working for the, air quote here, free referral services. Okay? Trust me, they're not free. These folks are making massive amounts of money. Massive amounts of money. So they're not free. All right? Let's just clear that one up right now. This is the quiet part out loud. Because now they don't even care. They're getting so big and powerful, they don't care. Doesn't really matter. So, I recently spoke with a professional working in the business of caring for seniors, and they shared a really disturbing story with me. So this professional, they were speaking to someone in the free referral service business about one of their clients. And this free referral service person said, oh, yeah, I recommended, you know, this one and this one. And they're going to pick one of those. So this person, this professional I spoke with, asked a really good question. Well, why didn't you take them to such and such community? That's a perfect fit. Actually, that's a better fit because it's near their family and their church and their community. It's near their whole support system. It would actually, wouldn't that be a better fit? And this representative from the free referral service, you know what they said? They said, oh, no, they will not pay us. They're not willing to contract with us. They're not willing to pay us. So we just don't go there. And my mouth dropped open, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. She said, nope. She said, that's why I love your business model with Senior Care Consulting. You don't have that gross conflict of interest. I said, so they literally said out loud, we won't go there because they refuse to pay us our fees, which, by the way, are up to 100% of the first month's cost. So for assisted living, we're talking about $6,000 to $8,000. So they said, oh, no, we're not going there with any of our clients because they won't pay us. They said the quiet part out loud. So here's my question. How can that person sleep at night? Seriously. How can that person sleep at night knowing the best? And they admitted this. Oh, yeah, that would be a better fit, but they won't pay us, so we don't go there. So they get all judgy on all this other stuff, and I can't believe Senior Care Consulting charges for their services. Well, yeah, so do you. Right? And yet, they said the quiet part out loud. I asked this professional, I said, how do they sleep at night? That's not in my DNA. And she said, yeah, it's not mine either. I don't know how they sleep at night. That's a terrible way to conduct yourself and run your business. They actually admitted it in the marketplace. Unbelievable. They won't pay us, so we don't go there. So I have been lectured by some high-level folks at Free Referral Services. Oh, we do pro bono work, and we take our clients to places that don't pay us all the time. Well, I'm hearing more and more stories of examples of some of these representatives that do not do that. So don't tell me it doesn't exist. It does exist. Here's another example, a really nice person who handled admissions and marketing in an assisted living community. Really nice lady. She told me the story. She said, we're no longer willing to pay to play. We're not willing to pay the exorbitant fees to all these free referral services. We're not doing that any longer. She said, but with Senior Care Consulting, we welcome you because you don't try to hit us up for a kickback. And I'm like, that's exactly right. So they welcomed me and the family I was working with, my clients. And then she told me a story. She said, I had this sweetest couple come in. They live nearby. And they wanted to move in, but the timing wasn't just quite right. So I knew which apartment they wanted. I kept in touch with them over about a year, hours worth of conversations. She invited them to all of the big events at their community, and they came. This was just, they had practically moved in. It was just a matter of timing. She said, and then somehow they got in touch with one of these free referral service agents. And they said, well, this is where we want to move into this place. And that place said, oh, no, that's not a good place. We need to go somewhere else. She found out about it, called that agent and said, what are you doing? I've been talking to them for a year. They're ready to move in. And they said the same thing. Well, you're not willing to pay us our commission, so we're not going with you. We're going with one of our other business partners willing to pay, again, up to 100% of the first month's cost. And she said, so unfortunately, the little couple, this sweet couple that she had spent so much time over like a year with, she lost them as new residents in the community because these other folks directed them somewhere else to a place where they get their kickback. And she said, those people should be ashamed of themselves. That's just shameful. This is exactly what she said. I also spoke with another one of my clients, and This client said, hey, full transparency, before I contacted you, I contacted one of these free referral services. And I said, that's okay. So how'd it go with them? She said it was a terrible phone conversation. They were very pleasant for just literally a few seconds, but then they immediately just cut through the pleasantries and kind of cut to the bottom line. And they said, oh, by the way, how much money does your mom have? And she's like, oh, wow. Okay, well, I guess the little pleasantries are over with. Well, she has very limited assets, and in fact, we have to kick in a little bit of money at the end of each month to make ends meet. She said the tone immediately changed, and they barked out a government website for us to check out. She said they could not get off of the phone fast enough. She said, I thought the whole interaction was very rude, and obviously we don't have enough money to meet what they're looking for. She said, I just feel like they were just out to make a sale, and they didn't care about me or my mom. Another one of my clients went online looking for a continuing care retirement community. They just wanted to reach out and get some information. So they called the local phone number that was listed, and the person answered. They were friendly. They scheduled a tour, an appointment to stop by and see the place and pick up information packet, etc. She said, but then I was getting ready to get off the phone, and they proceeded to say, oh, and by the way, would you like to see this place, and would you like to see this other place? And my client said, whoa, wait a minute. If you work for this particular community that she contacted, why are you trying to also send me out to check out two of your competitors? And as it turns out, the person representing themselves was actually a middleman from a free referral service trying to generate leads. I mean, how dishonest is that? Seriously, how dishonest is that? So, as your mother always said, nothing is free. Nothing's free. Your mother also said to always ask the question, well, wait a minute. If it sounds too good to be true, I mean, what's the catch? And your mother also said, you get what you pay for.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert. Brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. And on the other side, I have some more thoughts on this. Now saying the quiet part out loud.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of.
For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Have you ever noticed it's only called a recession after we're already in it or past it? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Economists are always in search of a recession, like Leonard Nimoy. If they find one, it's already too late. Always be prepared by putting money away and investing accordingly. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I definitely got a big lesson out of this conversation because not everyone's path in life is linear, so it doesn't just go high school, college, and a job, and you're happy. You can take a gap year after high school, or you can go into the military like Mr. Crandall.
What kind of groups are you involved with at school?
I'm in robotics.
How do you affect the other kids?
Like, our main core value at a school is sisterhood. So we really have that built-in teamwork, and we motivate each other to do the best.
Joe, how's that feel considering this brotherhood you built in the military?
Yeah, it fits right in. It's so easy to tear somebody down instead of building them up.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, so back to saying the quiet part out loud. Oh, no, we don't take our clients there. They're not willing to pay us our 100% of the first month's commission, $6,000 to $8,000. And, you know, we need to be paid for us. In fact, that is their business model. If they take you to a place that does not agree to pay them the giant kickback, then they don't make any money. Their business model, their revenue model, is to take you to places that have they have a contract with that's their business partners. Right? Nothing objective about this. Their business partners, and then their partners say, hey, bring someone here. If they choose it, we're going to pay you, you know, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 if it's an assisted living facility. So this kind of experience, this is exactly what experienced people are having out in the marketplace. These stories are just the tip of the iceberg. They don't even scratch the surface. So is this really what you want for your family? Oh, but it's free, Steve. I just explained to you. So if in the first example that I had in my consumer alert, if the best place for your mom or your loved one is Community A, and Community A is no longer willing to pay to play. They refuse to pay them the giant commissions or kickbacks. And you hear about Facility B and C. How valuable is that service when the best place for your mom or your loved one, and this person even agreed, the best place for you is not on their list because, oh, well, that's, we don't make any money there, so we don't go there. Is that really what you want for your family? Are these people and their business practice and their revenue model and their business model really what you want for your family? I would think most of my listeners would say no to that. I had an elder law attorney, that's probably about a year ago, asked me a really good question. And the elder law attorney asked me, Steve, why should we refer to you rather than one of these free referral services? And I said, well, I could go on and on for about an hour, but let me just cut to the bottom line. Because every single time you refer one of your clients to a free referral service, you will have this question every single time. And that question is, did they take my client to the best place for them? Or did they take my client to the place that pays them the highest commission? That's the question you'll have every single referral. And the attorney's eyebrows raised, and the attorney said, that's very succinct, Steve. And frankly, I hadn't really thought of it that way. That's a good question. Your clients trust you, and they trust you to recommend a service that your clients can count on. So to my peers in the business of senior care, to the medical community of doctors and nurses, and therapists and social workers, and everyone else working in the medical community, to other related professionals such as elder law and estate planning attorneys, realtors, financial advisors, accounting and tax professionals, home care companies, home health care agencies, and hospice providers. My question is this. Why in the world would you ever refer one of your beloved clients, people who trust you, why would you ever refer them to a free referral service whose business model is to take your client to the places that pay them a huge kickback? That's a good question. Does that sound like it's in the best interest of your client? They're your client, by the way. Is that in the best interest of your client? It just doesn't make sense, does it? And the other question is, now that you've heard real stories about real actions from the previous consumer alert, now that you know the real story of how these places generate income, the question is, are you going to continue to support that, knowing what you know now? Are you going to continue to refer your clients who fully trust you to that? That's the question. That's the question. So this elder law attorney said, you know, I appreciate you for really opening my eyes. These folks that we work with, they're very nice. All the ladies in our office just love them. They bring them donuts and treats, and they're very nice. They buy them drinks after work. They've developed a nice relationship. But I got to say, I didn't really fully understand how that service worked. So I appreciate you educating me on that. Tell me again what you do. So I told this attorney very quickly, we conduct a thorough geriatric care assessment to determine our client's exact needs. This is with my firm, Senior Care Consulting. This is what I shared with the attorney. Then, based on that assessment, I call that building the care profile, a detailed description of exactly what we need. We research the entire marketplace, the whole market, all options available. We research that market and determine our top options that best fit our clients' needs. Then we schedule tours of those communities, and we go out with our clients. And when we're there, we're going to get a good look and see everything we need to see. And then we're going to ask a lot of questions that, frankly, most of our clients would never know to ask. So we're going to ask great questions and gather phenomenal information. So helpful. The entire process just takes a few hours of their time, so it's a huge time saver. Then we produce a report that has all the questions asked, all the information discovered. We calculate their exact staffing ratios. We report what was found in the most recent surprise health inspection from the state. So now our clients have a wealth of objective information on the top places meeting.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Congressional leaders have a deal on a short-term spending bill that will fund federal agencies for about 3 months, averting a partial government shutdown when the new budget year begins October 1st. Speaker Mike Johnson dropped the conservative Republican plan to link temporary funding with a mandate that would have compelled states to require proof of citizenship when people register to vote. Former President Trump says no to future debates, saying he's already fulfilled the debate commitments he made.
I've already done two. One with Crooked Joe Biden at CNN and the other one with Kamala on ABC. CNN was very fair, I thought. Joe was driven out of the race. It was a coup, by the way, but he was driven out of the race. And they've been widely criticized by the radical left lunatics for all of the fairness.
Former President Trump also says he doesn't think he'll run for office again if he loses in November. He made the comment during an interview on Sunday. He said, "I think hopefully we're going to be successful." When asked about the possibility of appointing Tulsi Gabbard or Elon Musk to cabinet positions if he wins, the former president said it's too early, but he would not rule anyone out. The president of the National Religious Broadcasters Association, Troy Miller, is now calling on all Christians to fulfill their responsibility to vote in the November election.
There's a lot of them that are sitting on the sideline. About a third of them, a little over a third of them, 34% of evangelicals didn't vote in the 2020 election, and likewise probably in the 2022 midterms as well. So, you know, we really think that's a powerful voice, a powerful block, and we need to get them to the polls.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
A verdict and a drug cartel trial.
The son of a Mexican drug cartel leader has been convicted of charges that he used violence to help his father operate one of the country's largest and most dangerous narcotics trafficking organizations. Federal jury in Washington has convicted Ruben Oseguera of drug trafficking and gun charges. Oseguera, known as El Manchito, is the son of fugitive Jalisco New Generation cartel boss Nemesio Oseguera, and served as the cartel's second-in-command before his extradition to the U.S. in 2020. Jason Walker reporting.
Israel's president says his country is not trying to escalate its ongoing war with terror group Hezbollah. President Isaac Herzog said Israeli forces destroyed an apartment building in Lebanon Friday because Hezbollah was meeting there to plan an attack on Israel. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Florida sheriff is fed up.
So Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood is taking a new tactic to try to get through students and their parents. He's posting the mugshot of any offender on social media. Law enforcement officials in Florida and across the country have seen a wave of school shooting hoaxes recently, including in the wake of the deadly attack at Appalachie High School in Georgia. Sheriff Chitwood is warning parents that if their kids are arrested for making these threats, he'll make sure the public knows it. John Scott reporting.
Kamala Harris is skipping the Archdiocese of New York's 79th Al Smith Memorial Foundation dinner October 17th. Her campaign says she will be in key battleground states instead. She's the first presidential candidate to skip the annual charity dinner since Walter Mondale in 1984. New York Archdiocese spokesman Joseph Zwilling says former President Trump has confirmed that he will be there. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend edition of our program. It's the radio version. We have podcasts throughout the week, and this radio program becomes a podcast on Monday mornings, but many of you may be listening live during the initial broadcast, and we welcome you aboard. 877-726-8255, our number. As usual, the subject, Intelligent Medicine, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Putting those together for you is my mission statement every weekend. And so we've got lots and lots of interesting stories for you. We're going to talk about toxic condoms. You've heard of toxic tampons. Well, now condoms are in the spotlight in terms of toxic ingredients. We'll also talk about how a commonly used diabetes medication may slow the progression of aging. And we got lots more to discuss. We'll talk about some of the new devices that purport to give you a blood pressure reading, wrist-worn devices, with the advantage that they are continuous, because if you sit down under ideal conditions from time to time and get your blood pressure checked, it may not reflect blood pressure fluctuations that occur throughout the day. And so the great hope, the holy grail of wearables, is a convenient wrist device that can measure your blood pressure continuously throughout the day. Just like those continuous glucose monitors, it'll yield blood pressure readings. We'll talk about progress towards that. Lots more to cover, including your questions, if you call 877-726-8255 during the program or any time during the week. During the week, you can record a question or a comment during the program. We'll take your call live on the air. So, big story that's circulating this week, dead butt syndrome. It's highly likely that if you're listening to this program, you may have dead butt syndrome. Unbeknownst to you, you may have it. They say that sitting is the new smoking. It increases the risk of cardiovascular disease, hypertension, diabetes. But when it comes to your musculoskeletal system, there's a potentially serious problem that can arise from excessive sitting. And the more formal name for dead butt syndrome is, quote, gluteal amnesia. Like you forgot about your butt. But what it actually has to do with is the fact that not only do muscles atrophy when you don't use them, they tend to get weak. But if you sit a lot and you don't activate your gluteal muscles, those big muscles in your buttocks, the brain connections that habitually activate muscles actually decrease, and you lose muscle memory. In effect, the brain loses the ability to activate those muscles, and this can cause some critical problems. There's a big article in the New York Times about this, and it's a pretty good article. An expert, Jane Conitis, who's a specialist in physical medicine and rehab at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, says, quote, "The gluteus maximus is one of the strongest muscles in the body and the biggest shock absorbers." Now, gluteus maximus muscle is obviously important for standing, because if you had no gluteus muscles, you wouldn't be able to stand upright. So many people can stand, many people can walk, they can even run. But she said if the gluteus is not working properly, it can cause a domino chain of issues from hamstring tears and sciatica to shin splints and arthritis in the knees. And especially, it can cause back problems. And I have to say that when it comes to gluteal amnesia, in the early part of my life, I was a setup for dead butt syndrome, because I was working hard. I was sitting many hours of the day, seeing patients, broadcasting. A lot of my time was spent sitting, and the sum total of my exercise was running. Running because it's ultra efficient. You can run for 30, 45 minutes or an hour, and you can get a pretty good workout. But it turns out that, strangely enough, running is not that great for your for strengthening your gluteal muscles. And so early in my life, in my 30s and 40s, I experienced back problems. And it's only now that I'm playing catch-up ball to restore the strength of my gluteal muscles. Dr. Conitis is quoted as saying that the pain can especially impact runners and rotational athletes like golfers and tennis players. And little known fact, Tiger Woods has been forced to bow out of competitions because of the condition. And the problem is that some of that lost capacity may be irretrievable. Once your muscles are weaker and the connections lost, you may not be able to get that back. And indeed, as you age, the narrowing of the outlets in your spine can cause reduction in nerve transmission to activate the gluteal muscles. Progressive spinal stenosis may make it worse. So the thing is that sitting, obviously you're supported and your gluteal muscles aren't activated at all. And so the suggestion is that you avoid long periods of sitting, or at least if you have to sit, get up at the very least and walk around, maybe do some squats, do some exercises that cause your gluteals to be activated. And I've been doing this religiously in the past few years. One of the best exercises is called the glute bridge, in which you form a bridge lying on your back with your knees bent and supporting yourself, and then you lift yourself up to create kind of a bridge, hoisting your hips into the air. And it's best if you hold that position. You can do a lot of repetitions, but you can also hold that position for various amounts of time. You could even put some light weights on your abdomen or on your pelvis to make it a little harder. When your hips are off the ground, you should engage your cheek muscles. And you can kind of feel that. You can feel the squeeze of your butt muscles. And you should feel a little bit of the burn, harkening back to Jane Fonda days. You can do hip circles or squats. You can do clamshells. You can do side planks, also helps. So even if you walk or run regularly, don't assume that your glutes are strong. Work on your glutes to prevent this dread condition, which can impair your mobility and really undermine the quality of your life, because back pain, virtually universal, and once you develop dead butt syndrome, it's hard to revive a dead butt. Gluteal amnesia may be a condition that's hard to come back from. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
It takes guts to get through this political season. To keep your gut and digestive tract in top form, cast your vote today for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the clear choice of health professionals worldwide. A superior probiotic formula, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are uniquely fermented to include prebiotics, the culture medium that provides food to the probiotics, as well as postbiotics, the organic nutrients that result from the fermentation process. Most other probiotics available today do not contain pre- or postbiotics and enter your body empty-handed. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics travel with their full pre- and postbiotic systems, providing the diversity of flora that creates and nourishes the environment in your gut for better and longer-term results. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are ready to go to work for you immediately. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-Factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us on Monday as we have Political Day. That's right, we have candidates on Monday. The first is Dolores Lucero at 7:30, who is running for the Shasta County Office of Education. At 8 o'clock is Corky Harmon, who's running for the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Let's find out what they want to accomplish if elected. All of this Monday, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm John Welsh, and I'm directing The Minutes by Tracy Letts at the Riverfront Playhouse. The Minutes takes place in a closed session of the Big Cherry Town Council meeting. And if you're even just a casual observer of the political climate here in Shasta County, you're not going to want to miss this play. The Minutes, opening at the Riverfront Playhouse, September 13th through the 29th. Be there.
Get your tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Proudly brought to you by this station and other amazing pro-arts organizations.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a weekend and hopefully providing you with news you can use when it comes to health. 877-726-8255 gets you the opportunity to record a question. And let's hear one of those questions.
Is there a limit on how many years you should take Prolia? I've been taking it for 5 years, and according to the DEXA scan, I haven't improved any, but they want me to continue taking it forever. And I wondered what your opinion was on that. Thank you very much.
Okay, so Prolia is one of a relatively new category of osteoporosis drugs. And it's a drug that is what's called a Rankl inhibitor. Okay, and it actually works in effect on the inflammatory pathways that cause bone to deteriorate. And there's some natural Rankl inhibitors. Hops is a natural Rankl inhibitor. And so too are certain herbs. But this is a powerful blocker of the Rankl pathway. And it has been shown to slow the progression of osteoporosis and maybe in some cases increase bone density. You haven't had much success with it, but maybe the takeaway is that you've halted the progression of bone loss. You know, bone loss is progressive. It occurs naturally as you age. And the fact that over 5 years your bone hasn't deteriorated further is a good sign, although it doesn't suggest a failure of therapy. It just suggests that the therapy wasn't strong enough to increase your bone density. So the big question, though, is how long can you take this medication? And the concern is that certain osteoporosis medications, and I'm thinking of previous types like Actonil, Boniva, Fosamax, they do slow the progression of osteoporosis. But it's been shown that over time, if you use them for too long, and the threshold is about anywhere from 4 to 6 years, the downsides may outweigh the benefits, because what you're creating bone, but you may be creating brittle bone. So there's some people who've been on these medications for 10, 12 years in the past. Now doctors are cautious about long-term administration of those medications because there's an increased incidence of what are called pathological fractures, fractures that occur when somebody just steps off a curb, and the bone is brittle. It may appear stronger on a DEXA, but that doesn't mean that the bone has better architecture and is stronger. It just means that it lights up more on the DEXA scan. So DEXA scan is not a perfect way of determining if your bone is better. Okay, so there's new RAPTA medications, and there's some copycat medications in addition to Prolia. They were introduced in 2010. So that means we don't have that much experience in the use of these medications. And there was a caution flag over the use of these medications at first. It was like, we can use them for 2 years. And then they said, it seems okay, let's use it for 5 years. And when these medications are launched, they're launched on the basis of studies that are usually relatively short-term studies. Because if it took like 20 years to get a drug to the market, that wouldn't be very practical. So short-term studies said that it increased bone density, and they didn't spot any adverse side effects. But now they have what are called post-marketing studies. In other words, they look at people who've been on this drug for 5, 8, 10 years. And there's a new report which answers that question. And what it has found is that there's a new study. It's called the Freedom Extension Study. In this study, Prolia treatment, it produced progressive increases in bone mineral density. Well, it didn't for you, but on average it did. There were lower rates of vertebral fracture, and there were reductions in non-vertebral fracture. That would be probably hip fractures. And there was no evidence that there was any adverse side effects. Now, these things work on the immune system in some ways, so maybe thought was like maybe they would put people at higher risk for cancer or infections. But there was also no evidence that the action of medication caused bad bone to develop. There's also a side effect associated with the previous medications, which is a nasty one, osteonecrosis of the jaw, where the jawbone actually softens and you can get horrible deterioration of your jawbone. That happens infrequently with bisphosphonates, but it's a terrible side effect. Well, it didn't seem to occur. Also, there weren't what are called atypical femoral fractures. So this is now accepted. And we don't know if you can go beyond 10 years. What would happen if you're on 15, 20 years? I think doctors should be cautious about prescribing it for very long. Indefinitely, I'm not sure. More than 5 years, probably safe and okay. Here's the problem, though, with these medications. When you stop them, there's a rebound. There's a rapid, rapid acceleration of your bone loss. And therefore, there's kind of a warning on these medications that once you stop, you got to go on another medication, usually a bisphosphonate-type medication. And so that's, I think, the issue. I think you should keep abreast of the news about the safety and effectiveness of this medication as you go, 8, 10 years down the line. And by then, there may be even better osteoporosis medications. But you should be doing all the other things that help bone, weight-bearing exercise, vitamin D, vitamin K. These are some of the things that can also help bone density along with these medications. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, this is Carl Lindebot. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm John Welsh, and I'm directing The Minutes by Tracy Letts at the Riverfront Playhouse. The Minutes takes place in a closed session of the Big Cherry Town Council meeting. And if you're even just a casual observer of the political climate here in Shasta County, you're not going to want to miss this play. The Minutes, opening at the Riverfront Playhouse, September 13th through the 29th. Be there.
Get your tickets at RiverfrontPlayhouse.net. Proudly brought to you by this station and other amazing pro-arts organizations.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us on Monday as we have Political Day. That's right, we have candidates on Monday. The first is Dolores Lucero at 7:30, who is running for the Shasta County Office of Education. At 8 o'clock is Courtney Harmon, who's running for the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Let's find out what they want to accomplish if elected. All of this Monday, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, number 877-726-8255. We'll take some of those recorded calls in a few minutes. But let's talk about high blood pressure. High blood pressure, why is it bad? Well, high blood pressure can be a sign of cardiovascular risk because it actually reflects the state of your arteries. And high blood pressure may be associated with a higher risk of strokes and heart attacks. Uncontrolled high blood pressure weakens the heart. It can increase the risk for heart failure as the heart muscle works harder and harder to pump blood against a gradient with hypertension. It enlarges the heart, and then you get a weakened heart, and so congestive heart failure can develop. It damages the kidneys, and especially in associated with high blood sugar, double trouble for the kidneys is a major reason for the need for dialysis. So treating blood pressure is important. And, of course, we prefer a lifestyle approach to high blood pressure. But a new study shares some alarming statistics about high blood pressure. More than half of U.S. adults with uncontrolled hypertension are unaware they have high blood pressure in the first place. And furthermore, even with those who are on treatment, they're taking blood pressure medication. More than two-thirds of those have blood pressure that is still not adequately controlled. And the problem is particularly bad for younger individuals with high blood pressures. They say our results were especially striking for people between the ages of 18 and 44, young people, because ordinarily you don't think of blood pressure as a concern when you're young. 93% of them were unaware that they had hypertension. So we really need better ways to find out if people have high blood pressure. You know, if you don't go to a doctor, you're not going to find out if you have high blood pressure. And even if you do go to a doctor, maybe your blood pressure is a little borderline. Say, well, that's white coat syndrome. We'll ignore that for now. But you can measure at home, but it's kind of cumbersome. The devices that are used at home are arm cuffs, and they're usually idiot-proof, but they are prone to error. A recent study showed that a lot of these don't work when people have very skinny arms or very big arms because the cuff is the inappropriate size. It's not like getting your blood pressure checked professionally. Plus, there are a lot of ways that you can mess up a determination of blood pressure. We'll talk about some of those ways. So wouldn't it be cool if you had a wrist device that could check your blood pressure, not just once in a while, but continuously through the day? Maybe you could get a graph of your blood pressure. So maybe, you know, when you're ultra chill and relaxed, it's okay. But maybe, say, if you have sleep apnea, that's a stress. Sometimes people have high blood pressure overnight because they have breathing problems. And sometimes people are fine, you know, say over the weekend, but when they're in traffic or they're in the office and they're under stressful circumstances, their blood pressure soars. So it'd be nice to have a wrist device. Well, so far these wrist devices have not really panned out. They're pretty inaccurate. And they're being sold, but they're really not accurate. And so the promise and the hope, and I've been looking for this, I'm a fan of the Apple Watch. I use it. I use it to chart my athletic activities and to, you know, check my pulse. It's fine for checking your pulse. They also have an alarm if you have an arrhythmia, cardiac arrhythmia. So the Apple Watch There were some rumors that the Apple Watch was going to have a continuous glucose monitor. That would be really cool, right? You know, you wouldn't have to stick yourself with, like, a device, a CGM, put into your skin that has a little needle. It's somewhat a little invasive, but, you know, still pretty accurate for checking blood sugar. Wouldn't it be great if you could do it with your wrist? Well, the technology is emerging, but they haven't gotten it to the point where they're going to get FDA approval, because it's an important consideration. I mean, you know, something that's inaccurate, gives you bad readings, that's not safe. They've also talked about, and there were some rumors that the Apple Watch 10, the latest iteration coming out this fall, was going to be able to check blood pressure accurately. No, so far, not. It will check blood pressure. There are some apps where you can attach your Apple Watch to a cuff, and then, you know, you can read it on your Apple Watch. But that's not really like having it an independent wrist measurement of your blood pressure. So I have here in front of me a scientific article dated September 2023, and it says here, continuous monitoring of blood pressure has important clinical value for the early diagnosis and prevention of cardiovascular disease. Okay, you know that. However, existing technologies for wearable continuous blood pressure monitoring are usually inaccurate, rely on subject-specific calibration. In other words, you got to go to the doctor's office, make sure that they really work, you know, check against a professional blood pressure reading to see if they are good. And this limits their practical application. Here, these researchers report a new blood pressure measurement method and an associated wearable device that they've developed to implement continuous blood pressure monitoring for new subjects. So, and they describe the technology. It's called dual dual photoplethysmography sensors worn on the wrist with custom-made interface sensors to detect the wearing contact pressure and skin temperature, because all these things vary from person to person. Machine learning algorithm to estimate continuous blood pressure in real time, very high tech. This proposed wearable device enables continuous blood pressure monitoring with good generalizability across individuals and demonstrates promising potential in personal healthcare applications. So coming down the pike are new methods to check for high blood pressure using a continuous monitor. And look for this to hit the marketplace in the next year or two. It's kind of interesting. But advice, if you're checking your blood pressure, they say here there's a lot of things you need to do to get an accurate blood pressure reading. First of all, avoid coffee, tobacco products, and exercise for 30 minutes before taking your blood pressure. Also, make sure you've used the bathroom. And also, sit still for 5 minutes before getting started. Now, who does that in a doctor's office? Really, they just rush you in, and maybe you're a little stressed, and you may be worried about, you know, whether it's going to take a long time, you're going to have to pay extra for parking, or whatever's on your mind that day. Choose which arm you'll use, because it should be consistent. One arm, you know, there's a difference between arms. Sit in a chair with your feet flat on the floor. Position your chair so you have a flat surface right in front of you, but don't lay your arm down. Place your elbow onto the table and have the cuff not above your heart, but not below your heart. In other words, don't dangle your arm down. And relax and stay in position. And don't talk. Don't talk. You know, like if you want to engage in banter with the doctor or the nurse, no, don't do that. So there's a lot of ways that it can go wrong. And this new technology, I think, is very promising. I think it's going to happen. I think ultimately it's going to happen because it just takes a while for these things to work through approvals. And then also there's like all kinds of patent things that have to get shaken out. And ultimately we'll have wearable devices that will give us continuous blood sugar and blood pressure readings reliably so that we won't miss people with hypertension. Did you know, folks, that it is World Mitochondrial Disease Week? There are people who have usually genetic faulty mitochondria and they are weak, tired, they age more rapidly. They have all kinds of problems. They have heart problems. Virtually every organ of the body is affected by mitochondrial disease. They're extremely weak, they die young. So that's a very small percentage of the population. These diseases are relatively rare, but many of us, as we age, have a decline in our mitochondrial function. So if you're tired, frequently in a state of fatigue, well, our cellular health, which centers around the energy production of the mitochondria, may decline as early as the age of 25. And as you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. Cellular damage is a primary cause of biological aging. Could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your mitochondria, NT-factor lipids. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. So we're talking about lipid replacement therapy via NT-factor, which is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. And if you're older, it could give you back the energy, vitality, focus, and cognitive functions of people half your age. The brain is very active energetically. It depends on the mitochondria. If you're young, this tool may optimize your energy and production and even your athletic performance. I've been using NT-factor for years, and I prescribe it for my patients. So to learn more about the NT-factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, you can order direct by calling 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158, or go to their website, find out about their full product offerings. Go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. I use the powder. I put it in my shakes. So, yeah, this is about another anti-aging strategy, metformin. Metformin has been touted as an anti-aging medication. It's a diabetes medication. And there's currently a study at my alma mater, my med school, by Dr. Mir Barzilay. He's an anti-aging researcher, looking at the potential for metformin to slow aging. And there's a promising study. This study done in animals just came out. A low-cost diabetes drug slows aging in male monkeys and is particularly effective at delaying the effects of aging on the brain. That drug is metformin. Okay, it's a diabetes drug. Well, how does it work? It may improve blood sugar, but that's not the only way that it seems to impact the aging process. It's not even exactly clear how it slows the process of aging. An ongoing study is called the TAME trial, a series of nationwide six-year clinical trials at 14 leading research institutions across the country, will engage over 3,000 individuals from the ages of 65 to 79. The results may arrive within the next couple of years, and we'll know more about whether metformin really has the potential not just to help with insulin resistance and diabetes, but also with the aging process itself. So personally, I haven't made the choice to start taking metformin as an anti-aging medication, but I'm anxiously awaiting the results of these studies, which may show that it has benefits on aging. Certainly has potentially anti-cancer benefits. That's been shown in certain hormonal cancers like prostate cancer, breast cancer, perhaps others. So metformin may be repurposed as an anti-aging drug if these studies pan out. 877-726-8255, our number. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript
also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours.
With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden.
Danson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Jen Asner. A lovely, enchanting interview.
It's all the
conversation. It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
Fitchburg, Massachusetts native Corey Hasselman knew from a young age he wanted to join the military. He met a recruiter for the U.S. Marines and enlisted at the age of 17. He said, "My grandfather served in the Army. I've always wanted to serve my community, my country, and defend the flag." Corey joined in 2007 and was deployed to Guantanamo Bay. He was medically discharged just 2 years later, suffering from PTSD and chronic depression. After years of struggling, he reached out to the disabled American veterans and received a critical lifeline from the Massachusetts Department's Transitional Housing Program. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you to record a question. Let's hear one of those.
I have a question about, I had a colonoscopy done, and the doctor found, and I want your opinion, and this is the size, it's 2 mm cecil cyst. And I was just wondering your opinion if I should be concerned. She did say to me that she's having it analyzed and she'll let me know, but I just wanted your information. What does the word cecil, is it S-E-S-S-I-L-E, polyp mean, and if I should be concerned if they found that?
Okay, so when you get a colonoscopy, you know, obviously they're looking for cancer, but they're also looking for the presence of polyps. And, you know, one of the advantages of colonoscopy over some of the other methods of detection is that they can go in there and they can snip out a sample and see if something is cancerous or if it's just an adenoma. Now, oma means growth. An adenoma is not per se cancerous, but it might be benign or it might be precancerous. So there's different types of adenomas. Some of them have a higher potential to develop cancer. And it depends on the pathology. So, look, you know, they're going to sit and slice it and dice it, look at it under a microscope and analyze it. It also depends on the location, but it importantly depends on the size. So if you have a large adenoma, and these, what you have is what's called a sessile adenoma, which means it's flat. Okay, it's not like a big, you know, mountainous growth. So it's very flat. It's like a small, you know, like a very low hill, you know, barely even a hill. And 2 millimeters, you know, if you translate to the metric system, it's very small. It's like less than a quarter of an inch above the surface of the intestinal wall. So when you have these, they sometimes say, well, since you're a polyp former, it suggests that maybe you could be at higher risk for colon cancer, so maybe we'll accelerate your schedule. You know, instead of having you come back in, you know, 5 or 8 or 10 years, we'll have you come back every 3 years or every 5 years to see if anything else has developed. Usually it's very slow growing and unlikely this is going to, something's going to develop into colon cancer in just a year or two. There's lots of different types of polyps. There are villous adenomas. They have a hairy appearance. There are serrated ones. They have like rough edges. That's maybe not a good sign. There are tubular adenomas that kind of stick out like a tube. And then there are the sessile ones that are, you know, just tend to be smooth and have, you know, just protrude like a very small distance from the wall of the intestine. And here's the statistics. I actually looked it up for this question because I got it in advance. If it's less, let's say it's over 20 millimeters, you know, that's 10 times the distance, 1 out of 40 risk of developing cancer eventually. But as the size goes down, and you had it taken out anyway to reduce the danger, if it's under 5 millimeters, you have a 1 in 42,000 risk of developing colon cancer, okay? So, yeah, the risk is very low. It's a precaution that they took it out. It's not going to be a problem. So, you know, what are some of the things you could do? Adopt a diet that is high in polyphenols. Take supplements like curcumin. There's actually some evidence that taking an aspirin may reduce the risk of colon cancer. But since you have a very low risk of colon cancer because of this very small polyp, I'm not sure if it's worth the risk of gastrointestinal bleeding. You know, moving your bowels, you know, having constipation is a risk factor for colon cancer. So I would not worry too much about a high risk for colon cancer. Okay, as we near the end of this hour, looking forward to the next hour, some of the stories that we're going to pick up next hour. If you had to do just 3 tests for your risk of cardiovascular disease, what would those be? They'll also look at quercetin. Is it really good for chronic nasal congestion? We'll talk about a report on which are the most popular herbal supplements. And Well, you've heard of toxic tampons. We're going to talk about toxic Trojan condoms. All that coming up next hour. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-825 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke.
And we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Florida Congressman Michael Waltz says he believes the Secret Service has been forthcoming about security failures around President Trump's July rally, but he says the FBI is not cooperating with lawmakers.
The FBI, on the other hand, is completely stonewalling this task force. It has not been forthcoming. I would love to see Director Wray and Secretary Mayorkas have a press conference like the Secret Service just did. We still know virtually nothing about Crooks, the shooter in Butler, about his encrypted accounts, how he learned to build those IEDs.
Ukrainian president will visit the U.S. this week to present what he calls his victory plan in Ukraine's war with Russia. The White House confirms that Zelensky will meet with President Biden Thursday. Zelensky's spokesman says the Ukrainian president also wants to meet with GOP presidential candidate President Trump, but a meeting has not been confirmed. New problems for the new UK Labour Party.
Britain's Labour Party is gathering for its annual conference amid a rocky start in power and a scandal over clothes. Whilst the annual Labour Party conference should be a time to celebrate their landslide victory in the recent UK elections, Prime Minister Keir Starmer has a lot to worry about. His government is facing a reckoning with a battered economy and an electorate impatient for change. The mood among Labour members gathering in Liverpool has been further dampened by a storm over Starmer's acceptance of freebies at a time when millions of people are struggling with the cost of living. Karen Shavas, London.
Hezbollah launches more than 100 rockets across a wider and deeper area of northern Israel on social media. American evangelical leader Johnny Moore posted another barrage of Hezbollah rockets at Nazareth, the hometown of Jesus, a town which is 70% Muslim and 30% Christian and almost entirely Arab. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When life takes a toll on our bodies, no way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
It's a massive recall as General Motors wants to inspect hundreds of thousands of SUVs and pickups. We have more on the story from correspondent Mike Hempen.
The GM recall involves nearly 450,000 SUVs and pickup trucks. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the electronic brake control module software may fail to display a warning light when a loss of brake fluid occurs. The agency says without the warning light, a vehicle may be driven with low brake fluid, which can reduce braking performance and increase the risk of a crash. The recall includes certain models of the Cadillac Escalade, the Chevrolet Silverado 1500, the Chevrolet Tahoe and Suburban 1500, the GMC Sierra 1500, and the GMC Yukon and Yukon XL. I'm Mike Hempen.
General Motors will start laying off about 1,700 workers in an assembly plant in Kansas this fall after issuing a notice earlier in the week. More at townhall.com. An educational opportunity for the nation's inmates. John Scott has more.
A top supplier of digital devices for U.S. prisons is launching a new program to help incarcerated individuals earn a high school diploma by using the company's tablets. The expansion in virtual education could hold promise for inmates, many of whom lack basic literacy skills. Digital devices can help prisons continue offering programming, even when volunteers can't enter, such as during security lockdowns. But some advocates warn shortcomings with prison technology remain. Tablets are designed to have limited functionality due to security concerns. John Scott report.
Aerospace engineers at Boeing say they won't agree to a furlough during the machinist strike. Boeing's requiring non-union employees to take an unpaid week off each month during the strike. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Time for the Young Eagles Rally at Benton Field. Young people can get free airplane flights Saturday, September 28th between 8:30 and noon. Local volunteer pilots will take young people ages 8 to 17 for flights. Meet at the EAA Quonset Hut, 2955 South Street, just off Platts. Parents or legal guardian must fill out the registration. Pre-registration is required at yeda.org. Sign up today at yeday.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Your podcast.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and up first, a motion picture leading man in a true story on suspense. And then later we conclude the Midas Touch matter, a yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline starring Bob Bailey. First, though, indeed, a film leading man. He'll be identified in just a moment. He plays a true historical character and will be joined by Parley Bear, Harry Bartell, Virginia Gregg, Joseph Kurds, and Jack Crucian. Produced and directed by Elliot Lewis, Larry Thor handles the Man in Black role. As we head back to February 16th of 1953.
Autolite and its 98,000 dealers bring you Mr. Victor Mature in tonight's presentation of Suspense. Suspense. Tonight, Autolite presents a true story. The tragic and mysterious history of the most famous early California bandit, as told in The Love and Death of Joaquin Murrieta. Our star, Mr. Victor Mature.
To whomever it may concern, I leave this letter to explain how, with justification, the son of a grandee in Mexico, the son of wealth and prestige and courtesy, can be turned into an outlaw and a killer. The beginning was near Calveras, in a peaceful summer evening, given over to the singing of birds and the peaceful occupation of such as I, a peace which was interrupted.
Die. Let's get away from
here. Joaquin! Help me! Help me, Joaquin! Joaquin, where are you? Joaquin! I need you! Come to me, Joaquin!
Carmen. Carmen, what have they done to you?
Help me.
Oh, Carmen.
Take me home, that I would die in our home.
Yes.
Help me up. No, I cannot.
Carmen, the moving, it's not good.
Help me. Help me.
Carmen. Carmen.
Joaquin, you were hurt, man. What fighting have you done?
They've killed Carmen.
What is this?
She fought them, and they killed her.
But why, man?
For nothing. We were where we were. That is why. At our claim, I was working and they came. I recognized one, that O'Brien from down the stream. He said to me, we want this claim. You have no right to it. And I said to him, clearly, I have right. All in California have rights. It's written down that way. But they left their horses and O'Brien beat me for my words. Two of them holding me and O'Brien with his fist and then his gun.
In great braveness.
When I went down, it took me much time to get up. So much I don't know. But I heard Carmen calling me. Then I came to her. And they had heard her. And she died.
What did you do with her, Joaquin?
First I cried with her until now my tears are gone. Then I swore to her that never would I rest until I avenged her.
Avenge her? The life that will lead to? That is what you want, truly?
Yes. More than anything. There is nothing else left.
I know your feeling. I am with you, Joaquin. How did she die?
By this knife. That of O'Brien.
Yes. I remember him.
Here it is. And I plan to return it. Not as part of the justification, I remarked that my wife Carmen and I left Sonora, Mexico, to go to the California gold fields with dreams of happiness and wealth. And when we arrived in that country, we found it invaded by many without faith or decency of law to govern. They wore their evilness as they wore their beards, without shame, professing only hatred for our people, seeing in us only a conquered race without any right or privilege. Thus came about the death of my wife, and bad fortune, not my own, instead. I believe that I died partly the night she died fully. Part of my mind went with her, and that which I kept would allow nothing but hate and desire for revenge to come to it. Later that same night on the road to the place where I was sleeping, I saw a figure riding towards me. This was the first time I was sure that part of my mind had gone with Carmen. The moon was high and white, and when I saw this man was one of them, I knew it was O'Brien. Amigo, I'm lost. Which is the way to Calaveras?
You're way off, way off.
What is this way off?
You're going in the wrong direction. Calaveras is that way.
Which way? The shadows, amigo. It's hard to see which way you point.
Well, I don't see why it should be. Right back there.
What's the matter, amigo O'Brien?
My name's not O'Brien. No, I got my bridle. What do you want? You don't need a knife to find the way.
No, amigo. No?
No. Leave me go.
You stay, amigo O'Brien.
Leave me go. I've done nothing to you.
What you've done to me. What have you done? You've killed half of me. Now you will do something else for me. Then I looked at him, and with the moon right, I saw it was not O'Brien. And then I knew I was a killer, and that a price would be put on my head. Those things were true, and I quickly drew around me those who had been hurt also, though none so deeply.
Come, Joaquin.
You were cautious.
We never rode together until we were near this place.
That's good. Who came with you?
Manuel Garcia.
Yes, Juan.
Greetings, Joaquin. What I hear of you must have been very hard, of very much emotion.
That part's finished. You choose to ride with us, Manuel?
I am here, Joaquin. For what other reason? To smell the night air?
What they did to your brother, is it enough?
Enough. He bought a horse from them and committed the crime of riding him home. On the way, others stopped him, accused him of stealing the horse. They tied him to a tree and horsewhipped him. Then, without the privilege of being conscious, they hanged him from the same tree. Would you judge that to be enough?
Welcome, man.
I will kill well, Joaquin.
Who else, Manuel?
Luis Guerra.
Yes, Manuel. Here is one you do not know, Joaquin, but he is conditioned.
Luis Guerra.
Good evening.
You're young, Luis.
Young enough to come to California with my mother and father. The land of gold.
What you found instead?
They are dead. Our claim is worked by others.
Is it enough, boy, to ride with us? You are young, and none of us know how long we will ride or how long we will live.
I saw them die. It was enough.
Pedro Gonzalez and Fernando Fuentes.
And there were more, lots more, all carrying hate in their hearts. We left that place all pledged to do the same thing. Revenge for the wrongs done to us.
Hey,
the middle of an episode of Suspense. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us on Monday as we have Political Day. That's right, we have candidates on Monday. The first is Dolores Lucero at 7:30, who is running for the Shasta County Office of Education. At 8 o'clock is Corky Harmon, who's running for the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Let's find out what they want to accomplish if elected. All of this Monday, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm John Welsh, and I'm directing The Minutes by Tracy Letts at the Riverfront Playhouse. The Minutes takes place in a closed session of the Big Cherry Town Council meeting. And if you're even just a casual observer of the political climate here in Shasta County, you're not going to want to miss this play. The Minutes, opening at the Riverfront Playhouse, September 13th through the 29th. Be there.
Get your tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Proudly brought to you by this station and other amazing pro arts organizations.
And now let's get back to Suspense on When Radio Was.
Autolite is bringing you Mr. Victor Mature in The Love and Death of Joaquin Murrieta. Tonight's presentation in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
Soon much looting. I searched for O'Brien, whose knife I carried, but found him not. Then there was more killing in many places, San Jose, Marysville, and many others. In the beginning, I had an excitement so great that I cannot tell it. But during that time, I listened, and I didn't hear the bird. The excitement started to pass away, and I found that I followed my men instead of leaving them. It was after an attack near Oro's Timbers that Manuel Garcia and Boy Luis came to me when we were at camp near the ranch of San Sepetero. They knew I no longer received satisfaction.
What is it, Joaquin? You do not drink with us, you do not laugh. In seriousness, Luis and I have been speaking of this. You're not like before. In the raids, you only watch. You do not fight.
There's nothing. I have good men.
And a leader who listens for the call of a bird. There has been talk of this.
Let them think what they wish.
What is it, Joaquin? We are your friends. Tell us.
Look, I have no stomach for it anymore.
For what, man?
For all the killing.
This I hear from you? You who brought us together? Who was something very barbarous in the beginning? Was something very brave
in the beginning? Yes, Juan, from that one you hear all this. I'm going back to Calaveras.
Oh, yes. To listen for the bird? Or to fight the posse that was so cowardly as to drive us away?
My mind is set.
Back to Calaveras? Why? Is it truly the bird, Joaquin?
In this, to me, there is something more personal and terrible. More than to any of you. In the beginning, it was part of me. Yes, yes, call it the bird. But now this general killing, one camp, then another. To me, it only builds a reputation for our people that's not good.
There is much gold that builds, too. It has a reputation.
I didn't start for gold. I started to kill a man, and I haven't found him.
You have found many.
None who is personal. And that I don't like.
The O'Brien, whose knife you carry.
Yes, O'Brien. That I could go back and find him, then I would join you again.
You go alone?
That is not my choice. One to go with me.
If your mind is set, I will go.
There's a smaller price on Luis's head. He's not known so well.
I'll go, Joaquin, if that is what you want.
Thanks, Luis. I waited many weeks so that I would not have to ask you.
If I had known, Joaquin...
Thanks. I wish the morning would come so that we could leave. Luis. Listen, Luis. Juan.
What, Joaquin? What is there to hear?
Nothing, my friends, nothing. You do not comprehend. I knew my thinking was right from the omen of the next morning. A golden sunrise and a soft south wind. Luis and I did our journey in leisure and without hiding. And in 4 days we reached Calaveras, which had increased to a city of tents and rough buildings during the time we'd been gone.
This place has missed us. We had it burned to the ground.
Perhaps we'll come back someday.
I hope so.
For now, look around for anyone who seems to recognize us.
I am looking, my friend. But for anyone who would not know Joaquin Murrieta.
The town was filled with strangers. We clearly found this to be the truth. All had heard of Joaquin Murrieta, but none alive had seen him. Luis and I found sleeping room on the border of the town. And for 3 days, I searched for O'Brien. On the fourth night, I heard news of him. Luis, wait.
Yes?
Luis, we will have a drink in this place.
Here, and I'm glad of that. You get crazy people like Murrieta out killing nobody safe.
Well, he was chased out of here, and he'll be chased till he's dead.
Will I, Luis?
Who knows?
I heard he had a pretty good reason for going on the warpath. That his wife was killed.
Joaquin?
That ain't true. He was trespassing where he didn't belong, working a claim that didn't belong to him.
Joaquin, help me. Help me.
Luis, no.
Help
no, Joaquin, no.
I didn't hear that part
help
of it.
Me.
Well, I did, from a man that ought to
Joaquin,
know. Matt O'Brien, he knew him, was there when it started.
Help
Says
me.
Marietta was a born killer.
Help me.
O'Brien, he's in a new posse now that's going to start out hunting for him.
Well, I'm glad it's O'Brien and not me going out to hunt Marietta.
Joaquin, no. Let go, Luis.
What I hear, he's got a bunch of cutthroats big enough to beat it. Or...
Buenas noches, senores. Pardon the intrusion. I heard you speak of two things close to me.
Well?
This Matt O'Brien, who is a friend of mine, and the other is Joaquin Murrieta.
What about Murrieta?
Well, I've just come from the south, and I heard where this Murrieta is. I would like to tell Signor O'Brien.
There's a price on Marietta's head. Why should you want to help somebody else get it?
Signor, I am of the same people, and I don't sell my people. Murrieta, he was sent crazy by what happened. The rest of us are not crazy.
Where'd you hear he was?
To the ranch San Sepateras.
You know where?
Si, but I tell only Signor O'Brien. Signor, there's no reason for that gun.
How do I know who you are? You all look the same. Come on, Sam, keep him covered with me. Take his gun.
Yeah.
All right. You want to go to Matt O'Brien, do you?
Si, Signor.
Then Sam and me will take you. Go on. Say you were south. Why?
We're selling horses.
Where?
Los Angeles.
How'd you hear about Marietta?
From a friend of mine.
Hey, you don't talk straight. We'll see what Matt O'Brien has to say about this.
Help me. Help me. Help me.
It was a rare situation with many possibilities. I'd seen Luis slipping away when I went to the table of these men, and I knew clearly that he would come to my aid if he could. But my worry was that he would come too soon, before these men could take me to O'Brien. Then my worry was that he would not come at all.
Lamp's on. He must be home.
Hey! What?
Thank you, Luis.
For nothing.
O'Brien will come out with this noise.
You want my gun?
No, friend. I have his knife. And that's as it should be.
Oh, what's the matter?
There. Stay here, Luis.
Joaquin.
What happened?
Help me. Help me.
There's been some trouble, senor.
Help me.
What was the shooting for?
Some men, they took my gold, senor. I'm shot.
Get out of those shadows where I can see you.
Si, senor, but don't shoot.
Keep coming.
Si, senor.
Marietta!
Remember well, O'Brien.
No!
Remember well.
Joaquin!
From that moment to this, Luis and I have been only a jump in front of the posse. But last night, we heard them ride by as we lay hidden. And all this day, we have heard or seen nothing. We've rested, feeling safe. And I've used the time for the writing of this history, which now is ended. I know the debt can never be paid. There is no way ever to avenge Carmen's death fully. But I've done my best. But now I've had enough. I hope to follow this letter soon to Sonora and take up the peaceful life of a gentleman again. My loss will never be... What is it?
I think I heard something. I don't know.
Where?
From below.
How close?
I don't know. There. Look, a horseman.
Won't we ever stop running? Come on. Luis, above us. Look.
This is no good, man.
That way, Luis. Then towards the grove. Hey. Wait. They're there, too. What did this day of rest do to us?
Man.
Perhaps that was the end of the history that was written there in a canyon, which is now a residential section of Los Angeles. But supporting details are scarce, and rumors are many and varied. There were those who said that Murrieta did die that day. There were others who said that only one body was found, and that there was some doubt as to who it was. And there are others who said that during the following days, a rider was seen in bloody clothing traveling by night. It could have been Murrieta, they said, moving toward Mexico, perhaps following the sound of a bird, but no longer a voice.
Suspense. Presented by Autolite. Tonight's star, Mr. Victor Mature. Suspense is produced and directed by Elliot Lewis, with music composed by Lucian Morowick and conducted by Lud Gluskin. Portions of the program were transcribed. The Love and Death of Joaquin Murrieta was adapted for Suspense by Gil Dowd. The guitarist was Jose Barroso. In tonight's story, Harry Bartell was heard as Luis, William Conrad as the narrator, Virginia Gregg as Carmen, Joseph Kearns as O'Brien, Harley Bear as Juan, High Averback as Joe, and Jack Crucian as Manuel. Victor Mature appeared by arrangement with 20th Century Fox, producers of Taxi, starring Dan Daly. This is the CBS Radio Network.
From February 16th of 1953... Victor Mature was born in Kentucky back in the year 1913. His best-known films include Samson and Delilah, My Darling Clementine, and the film noir classic Kiss of Death. His final credit was for a 1984 TV movie version of Samson and Delilah, in which he played Samson's father, Manoah. Mature passed away in 1999 at age 86. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on Wynn Radio was Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar, and the final installment of the summer 1956 storyline, The Midas Touch Matter, right after this break.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
He knows who you are, he knows what you did, and he's back with another collection of strange stories in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Whistler Grave Secret.
This isn't a sudden thing, Alice. Not the purple rage that swept over so many of my clients.
John, now wait a minute.
You'd be surprised how carefully I've planned this.
You won't get away with it. Paul Bond is on his way here. He'll find me.
I know that, Alice. That's the way I planned it.
For a limited time, get The Whistler Grave Secret for 50% off. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SECRET77 to pay just $19.99. But beware, if you delay, you may begin to fear that you have waited too long.
And then suddenly panic strikes as you hear footsteps behind you. Steady, relentless, keeping pace with you.
At every step, this sly, scornful voice will whisper in your ear. Give in to Radio Noir at its finest, with 20 tense tales starring Bill Foreman as the Whistler. Order the Whistler Grave Secret today and save 50%. Yes, pay just $19.99.
You're too late, aren't you, John? Someone has opened the outer door of your apartment. You're sure it's Paul Bond. Now it's either your life or his. Hurriedly, you reach over, snap off the lights. And as the footsteps move toward you, you reach into the desk drawer for a gun, afraid even to breathe.
This offer won't live forever, so pay only $19.99 for the Whistler Grave Secret today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code SECRET77 to get 50% off. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Intel vPro is designed to boost business productivity. The latest PCs adorned with the prestigious Intel vPro badge deliver even greater performance, security, stability, and PC fleet manageability. Powered by Intel Core Ultra processors and embedded AI, Intel vPro delivers a new and holistic approach to performance that powers workloads and new experiences. This means better collaboration and video streaming, advanced content creation, and even accessibility tools, so everyone can enjoy a professional-grade experience. Intel vPro is perfect for organizations big and small, and reimagined for today's hybrid work environment. Choosing Intel vPro unlocks your business's potential. It's what IT needs and employees want, and lets the company focus on earning revenue, driving growth, and staying competitive. More on Intel vPro is at Intel.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was and Part 5 of the yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Midas Touch Matter. It originally aired back on Friday evening, July 6th of 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar, answer it. Answer it.
Johnny Dollar.
Hello, Johnny, this is Jake Kessler.
Be careful what you say.
Johnny... What are you doing out there at the Too Lazy Two? Johnny!
Talk to him, but be careful. Don't forget this gun.
Why, Jake, what's on your mind?
$3 million of insurance. Dora Haskell's filed a claim on the basis of accidental death. So unless you can come up pretty quick with proof the Haskell brothers were murdered...
Jake, I have a funny feeling I'm looking at that proof right now.
Careful.
You mean there at the ranch? You still haven't told me what you're doing out there.
Why don't you come out here and see, Jake?
What?
You fool, I told you to watch what you
what
say.
What are you talking about, Johnny?
Dollar, I'll pull this trigger so fast.
You try that door and Jake will hear it over this phone and come out here anyway.
What? Hello?
He heard that. Hang up. Hang up.
Hello?
Here, hang it up yourself.
Oh, no, you...
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location near Kingman, Arizona. Attention, Mr. Jake Kessler, Greater Southwest Insurance and Liability Company. Following is an accounting of expenses incurred during my investigation of the Midas Touch matter. Proof that the Haskell brothers were murdered rather than killed accidentally in the cave-in at the Midas Touch mine could save Greater Southwest a cool $1.5 million. But the one man who could have given me that proof was murdered himself. Thanks to Buster Favor at the Lake Mojave Resort, who could read a set of tire tracks like you and I read a newspaper, I was able to trace the killer's car to the Too Lazy Two Ranch. And there the evidence all pointed to the foreman, Alex Bundy. However, when Alex appeared at the ranch house, he also put the finger on Dora Haskell. That's when your phone call came in, Jake. And that's when...
Oh, no, you don't know!
Oh, thanks, Buster.
Yeah, well, I kind of hate to hit a woman that way, but she wouldn't have missed with that rifle. Matter of fact, she didn't. She creased her arm there just...
Oh, before. Forget it. First of all, let's take this gun off.
Don't touch it.
Oh, that's right, Alex. Kind of forgot about you. Now, why don't you put that thing down before you make the same mistake she almost did?
It won't be a mistake, Dollar.
Now, look, Alex.
Shut up, Buster. You should have known better than to mess around this whole thing.
Maybe you're the one who should have known better, Alex. According to Dora here a few minutes ago...
I heard her. I heard. From outside the window. Heard all of it. And she lied.
Keep an eye on her, Buster.
Yeah, sure.
Just stay where you are. Stay away from that gun of hers, too.
Look, Alex, why don't you just calm down?
She lied. She was the one who shot at you down at the lake, not me.
But it was you who shot up old Hardluck Dennis when he tried to talk to me.
Sure. Sure I did. I had to. He was going to tell you it was me that caved in the Midas Touch on the Haskell brothers.
He did tell me.
Sure, he was going to tell you. I know he was. And I had to stop him. Wouldn't you have stopped a man who was trying to put a noose around your neck?
Will you listen to me?
That's why I had to kill him there at the hospital when he was well enough to talk some more. He would have put the finger on me.
I tell you, he already had
sure
put the finger.
Sure he would. I know he would. And I had to stop him. But it wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault, Dollar. She was lying to you. I heard her outside. I heard.
She was trying to lay it all on me, but she's the one, not me.
In spite of your murder of Hartlett.
I had to, don't you understand me? I had to.
Look, why don't you put down that gun and listen?
She's the one all the way from the start. I'm not dumb, Dollar, but she was smarter than me, and she kept getting me in deeper and deeper. I'm a good ranch foreman, Dollar. See for yourself what I've done for the Too Lazy Two. But this kind of thing I don't know about. So she got me in deeper and deeper right from the start.
Just how did it start, Alex?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you how it started. I got drunk one night over in Kingman.
So I heard.
Made a lot of foolish talk about wanting the Too Lazy Two for myself. Any foreman wants to have a big ranch of his own. Any of them, ask him. You ask him. Isn't that true, Buster? You know.
Alex, give me that.
No, stay back. You stay back. I want him to know. I want him to know everything. She heard about what I'd said, understand? Then she came to me, sweet-talked me. Said I could own the Lazy Two. Along with her. Made it sound so wonderful, just me and her. But then when she started plotting how to get rid of her husband, well, she thought he was going to die when he came out here, but he didn't, see? So she started plotting how to get rid of him. And I was scared about that. But she told me I was already in it on account of I knew about it, so I better help her. So what else could I do? And all the time she kept me thinking how wonderful it would be, just me and her. Do you know what that means to a man, Mr. Dollar?
Well, I can guess.
So I helped her with the boat. You know the time, Buster.
You mean when the Haskell sank during the windstorm out on the lake?
Yeah, yeah, because I fixed the boat. I took out the flotation tanks and weakened the transom, so any kind of strain it would sink, and it did.
Brother, you're in so deep.
But you went after him. You saved him, didn't you, Buster?
Yeah, I guess I did.
So, but then I wasn't too deep, you see? You understand?
Yeah, Alex, I understand. And I'm afraid that you're...
And she thought of the mine. She made me tell old Hardluck to take him out to the Midas Touch because he thought there was still gold in it.
Johnny, did Hardluck tell you that Dora got him started on that pig?
No, nobody would have. That's why I had to kill him. Because he would have blamed her. And then she would have blamed me the way she did you just now, don't you see? All she was doing was using me. You didn't come out here looking for her. You were looking for me, weren't you?
Yeah, Alex, I guess we were.
And if there'd been a fight, if I tried to gun you down, she would have killed me. Then she would have been in the clear, don't you see? She would have killed me the way she made me kill Hardluck.
It took you a long, long time to realize it, didn't it, Alex? There were a lot of things you didn't realize. But what's done is done, and you can't ever change it. You're in so deep, there's no way out for you now. And you know it, Alex. But you're not going to make things any easier for yourself.
No, 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 get back, I tell you. I'm in so deep, I can't get in any deeper. That's what you really mean, isn't it? So my only chance is to kid you and try to get away with it.
Alex,
now,
listen.
Look, boy.
But before I try it, I'm going to kill her. I'm going to kill her because of what she's done to me.
Listen, you crazy mixed-up guy.
Sure. Maybe I am crazy. Maybe I've been crazy all along, but I'm going to kill her. You hear me? I'm going to kill her now.
Oh, no, you're not.
Dora!
Grab her gun, Buster.
Look out, Johnny!
Okay, Alex. Okay, you've done it. Added one more murder to your list.
And I'm glad. I'm glad I did it.
Then put that gun down and listen to me.
I'm gone. If you try to follow me, I'll kill you too.
Come on, Johnny. I've got her gun.
No good. It's jammed. That's why she couldn't pull it on him.
She did?
Yeah.
Well, we can't just let him get away.
Here, Buster, while I make a phone call, see if you can find a gun for yourself and some ammunition.
You sure she's dead?
Yes. Hello, operator.
Couple of 38 handguns here, Johnny.
And find some ammo. Operator. Operator, get me Kingman 19970, emergency.
All set with his sidearm, Johnny. You want a rifle or...
Jake, Alex Bundy has killed Dora Haskell and headed for parts unknown. Yeah, that's right. Call Ted Harding at headquarters. Have him put a roadblock on every highway leading from this ranch. Be sure there's a block at Davis Dam so he can't cross over into Nevada. Yes, that's right. He can phone him.
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hi, I'm John Welsh, and I'm directing The Minutes by Tracy Letts at the Riverfront Playhouse. The Minutes takes place in a closed session of the Big Cherry Town Council meeting. And if you're even just a casual observer of the political climate here in Shasta County, you're not going to want to miss this play. The Minutes, opening at the Riverfront Playhouse, September 13th through the 29th. Be there.
Get your tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Proudly brought to you by this station and other amazing pro arts organizations.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
The Ramsey Show.
Focusing is the number one key to becoming debt free. It is not a math problem as much as it is an emotional decision and this incredible focus.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Now let's wrap up this episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
By the time I hung up, Buster had my rented car started and waiting, so we took off on the main road leading from the ranch. We could still see the dust left by Alex Bundy in the Jeep. Could see that when he swung onto the highway, he'd turned right toward Lake Mojave. We saw no dust on any of the side roads, so we kept on going down toward Davis Dam, hoping that by the time he could get there, the roadblock would be set up.
We'll be able to see when we get to the top of this hill, Johnny.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, there. You see him? Cars across the road over the dam.
That means he will have seen them.
Then there's only one place he could go.
Lake Mojave Resort.
Right. Dan is just up ahead.
All right, we'll take it on two wheels.
Glad we aren't having to track them this time.
Huh?
Wind's coming up. See the dust blowing off the mesas up the east?
Yeah. End?
When that east wind comes up, it comes up fast.
All right, hang on. Here's our turn. Buster was right. By the time we got down to the dock at Lake Mojave, the wind was blowing a gale. The Jeep we've been chasing was parked next to the tackle shop, and no sign of Alex Bundy. We learned the reason from Ham Pratt, general manager of the resort.
Hey, Johnny, Buster, what's going on here?
Plenty, Ham.
Listen, Ham, did you see where...
Alex Bundy came down the road like a bat out of Hades a couple of minutes ago.
Where'd he go?
Jumped out of his Jeep waving a rifle, tore down to the dock, and took off in his outboard runabout.
Got a boat for us, Buster?
Yeah, sure have. Come on.
You want me along?
No, two of us is better, Ham. We'll need all the speed we can get out on that lake.
You're right. That boat of Alex's is the fastest one of the lot. 230 horsepower Johnson's.
Here we are. Climb in, Johnny. Cast us off, Ham.
Right, Charles. Fire her up.
Here we go.
Boy, this wind is really coming up.
Sure is. We're going to have us a rough ride.
Where would he head?
Cottonwood Landing, about 20 miles up. Or even Nelson's Landing, if he has enough gas. Either way, he'd get over into Nevada.
All I hope is he's having as rough a time of it as we are.
Don't worry. He is. That boat of his is fast, but not as seaworthy as this. Hang on. Out here in the middle is where we'll really get this wind.
And we did. And unlike salt water where the wind builds up long swells that you have a chance of riding over, this lake developed a chop. Waves only 3 or 4 feet high, but one on top of the other. With a less skillful hand than Buster's at the wheel, we would have swamped in a minute. As it was, we were both soaking wet and hanging on for dear life as the little outboard pounced and bounded along.
Look, Johnny, dead ahead.
Yeah, I see him. Hey, he's making an awful lot of speed.
Too much speed for that hull of his in this kind of weather. He'll pound the bottom out of it.
What do you think you're doing to this boat?
Oh, this will hold together all right.
It was a mad chase, a crazy one. And then I noticed that we were slowly but surely gaining on Alex.
I knew he couldn't take it in that hull. See? He had to slow down.
Gradually, the distance between us grew shorter. 200 yards, 100. At least he'd never be able to aim his rifle in a sea like this. At least until we got right on top of him.
Keep your gun on him, Johnny. It's going to be rough trying to lash onto him in this chop.
Okay. Why don't you pull us alongside him? Then it happened. As we came up on him, Alex suddenly swung his boat straight in at us and gunned his two motors wide open. That's really all there is to it. Oh, except that Ham Pratt, bless his heart, had followed us with an outboard cruiser and picked us up. Alex? Well, the shock of crashing into us must have wedged him into his boat. And with the bottom of it torn out, it sank like a rock, and he went along with it. Expense account total, including transportation back to Hartford, $978.35. Remarks? There was no question, of course, but that the Haskell brothers had been murdered. No double indemnity. And Dora's little scheme to collect a cool $3 million, well, it got her exactly what she deserved. Won't people like that ever learn? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Now here's our star to tell you about next week's intriguing story.
Next week, a quiet little New England town with elm-shaded streets, picket fences, flower beds, and a killer on the loose. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote this week's story. Heard in this week's cast were Virginia Gregg, Johnny Jacobs, Herb Butterfield, Parley Bear, Barney Phillips, Shep Mencken, and Roland Winters. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino and Carl Fortina. Be sure to join us on Monday night, same time and station, for another exciting story of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Was the conclusion of the Midas Touch matter, which played out over five consecutive weeknights back in the summer of 1956. We'll offer up a new storyline, the Shady Lane matter, at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Victor Mature as real-life 19th century California bandit Joaquin Murrieta. Now that character was first featured on the big screen in the 1936 motion picture The Robin Hood of El Dorado. He was played by a popular silent film performer who had also been seen as the Cisco Kid in a 1929 film. I'll name him and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Fall in love all over again with the music that inspired the movie American Graffiti. MusicRewind.com brings you 75 songs that will inspire you to remember your high school days. Rock around the clock with Bill Haley and the Comets. Dance the Peppermint Twist with Joey and the Starlighters. Order this 3-CD collection now for just $19.98 at musicrewind.com and reacquaint yourself with songs like Rock and Roll Music, Wake Up Little Susie, Teen Angel, and many more. Reminisce with Buddy Holly, Sam Cooke, The Silhouettes, and many more artists from the 50s. Buy American Graffiti today for only $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Act now and receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just remember to enter or mention coupon code PARTY33.
I wonder who wrote the book of life.
Go back to the days of American Graffiti by ordering it now for the low price of $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. And remember, enter or mention coupon code PARTY33 and receive reduced shipping and handling on your order as a special bonus.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra-powered laptops bring generative AI capabilities to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. Laptops with the Ultra Core badge means it doesn't just have a CPU for computational work, and often a GPU for rendering graphics, but now an NPU, or neural processing unit, for handling AI tasks. Imagine asking your laptop, show me the email where I was promised a raise, or where are my wedding photos? In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it consumes less electricity and extends battery life significantly. More info is at intel.com/coreultra.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about a silent film star who was seen as a Cisco kid in a 1929 film. Then he played Joaquin Murrieta in a 1936 sound picture, The Robin Hood of El Dorado. The answer is Warner Baxter. I'm Greg Bell, and we are done, but please remember to stop by the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.